What up, players? Welcome to another episode of Another Level, featuring Jonah Elston and Nash Lysak from the underground, not so underground crew Carnage. Thank you for tuning in. It's a very fun convo. Excited to share it with you. I talked solo with Jonah about his roots in Oregon, working with Pete Alport, and the famous Tumalo Falls Gap that put him on the map. Really cool story. Then we tap Nash in to talk about how Carnage got started, the link up with Jonah, their movies up till now, what they care about in the films they make, their motivation to do it. Some of the highlights we touched on in the second half, the Beartooth Road Gap from Relax, aka Rod's Gap, and the Mind Trestle Gap from the Colorado SAG and Subject to Change. Some great stories there for sure. The new Carnage film, aptly titled Wasted Potential, drops on YouTube this next week at some point. I don't know when. I asked Jonah. He didn't text me back. I'm sure it's going to be a banger. I'm excited to peep. Make sure you check it out. Shout out intern Shane for doing the most of the legwork editing on this podcast. If it doesn't sound good, if he made me sound stupid, please let me know or find Shane Cohen on the gram and tell him. If you like the podcast, share it with your friends. Put it on your story. Maybe cop some Level 1 merch. We've got lots of new stuff hitting the site these days. New script long sleeves, new fleece gaiters, new nothing hoodies, new shit all the time. Go buy something. Help us keep the lights on. That's it for me. Here's Jonah and Nash. Hope you enjoy the episode as much as we enjoyed talking. Cheers, fuckers.
Cheers, motherfucker.
Let's do this thing.
Let's do this thing. We're here in Bozeman, Montana. I'm in the, I guess it's the Carnage House. Is there, maybe there was another house that was previously more of a Carnage House, it sounds like.
There's the actual, yeah, Carnage House. That's where Nash, Joakim, Cecil, Wenzel, the guys that started everything. That's the original Carnage House.
Okay, this is Carnage House. Plan B team Carnage House.
Yeah, the Doom Mansion.
Okay, yeah. True. Jonah Elston, how we doing, dog?
Not so bad. Not so bad.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Dog days of summer. What have you been up to? Construction?
Just working. Yeah. Working. We're moving out of our house here to the new house, the compound. But yeah, we're just in the middle of summer here.
Fuck yeah. Well, this is, you grew up in Montana, Bozeman? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Helena.
Okay.
Yep.
True.
So I grew up there, was born there. Was there till I was 16. All my family lives there except for my dad's side. My dad's side's in Australia. My dad started a shop in Helena called Big Sky Board Sports. So he was there for 10 years, I think. And then we kind of just wanted to change things up and kind of was better for us to move on to a better place to, we were doing slope style, me and my brother. Doing slope style competitions, so we were trying
to. You have a brother? I've never heard of him.
I know, right? Never heard of him. Never heard of him. But yeah.
Real quick, your dad's a pro surfer? Big legend?
Kind of? Yeah. He's a former pro surfer? He's got it all under his belt, kind of. We call him the warden. For anyone that knows Simon Elston, he is the warden. He's doing a lot of surfing these days. He grew up surfing. He was on the pro tour thing. I don't know what it was. It was way back in the day. Moved out to – he met my mom in Vail. He was a flight attendant for a while, like moving around, doing whatever he needed to do. And
damn.
He met my mom in Vail skiing, and I think he snagged her boyfriend or – yeah, I was
thinking he poached her.
Yeah, he poached her for sure. That's what happened, yeah. And been together ever since, and they moved to Helena. That's where my mom's from. So my family on my mom's side's there. So we grew up there and skiing Great Divide. Pretty good. I mean, for what it was back in the day, Great Divide was really sick. And for Montana standards, like the sickest place you could definitely be for Montana. And
damn.
But, you know, things went downhill on that side, and you know, we were moving on, trying to do bigger competitions and whatnot. So we needed, like,
yeah, you're an ex Rev Tour competitor.
Yeah, USASA, Gatorade Free Flow Tour, the whole nine.
So yeah. You guys moved to Oregon for that, yeah?
Yeah, we moved to, well, we were looking to move, you know, somewhere, and we were looking, you know, like Mammoth, you know, Summit County, somewhere, you know. We needed a spot for, my mom's an occupational therapist. So she was looking for a good job and somewhere where it was reasonable, you know, living, where it's not going to be too blown out. And, you know, Bend these days is a lot different than it was, you know, like 6-7 years ago even.
Yeah.
But this was the most affordable place, and it was like one of the coolest mountains. Like, I mean, you ski there till like start getting snow in October, and you're riding till, you know, end of May, and that's when they close down. So it's one of the best places to be. And then you have MBSCF, and they do like this June camps program, so you're riding in June there. It's like
sick,
pretty much, you know, almost year round. And then I would go to Hood all summer and all that. So that was not until I was like 18 probably, but so my 2 years prior to that I would just go to Hood for a little bit. But yeah, Oregon was definitely pushed me a lot. It was a good spot to be to do the whole, you know, competition training, all that kind of stuff and whatnot. So
did riding a bachelor like shape your riding? This is a pretty unique mountain in the how the terrain lays out and how you have to carry speed.
I heard a lot of people talk about it, but it's that truly is, it's like you got to be on your shit. Like, it's a pretty flat mountain.
Yeah,
you get snow there and it's, you know, it's Cascade concrete. It's definitely thick, but it's really fun. And if you can hold your speed, and like how I like to ski, I'm trying to go pretty fast, so you don't really stop in a run, which is like how I like to ski when you're skiing POW and all that stuff. And
yeah,
it's different in, you know, in the park, but the park is one of the longest underneath, I think, from what I've ridden, snowmass is, it's probably the longest park. It's top to bottom. Skyline Chair is hard to beat. Your truck's right at the bottom of the, you know, the lot there, where the run from the park. And yeah, it's a hard place to beat when, especially in the springtime. It's, I mean, I would like to go there, but I just don't anymore. So, but I got to work.
It's funny because, like, I personally have been like a fan of your riding for a long time, just because I'm also from Bend, and the big kind of dude in Bend as far as media people go or doing cool shit is, especially at this time, like 4 or 5 years ago, was Pete Alport. And so I saw your riding just on his feed, because you go out and shoot with him, and I was like, damn dude, this kid is fucking like 17 and so sick. And I was like blown away by a couple things that I saw, just as far as like cool photos, like one of them being like a jump at Crater Lake, or I think there's some sort of shot at Crater Lake that you guys went and hit, which is just so sick to ski at Crater Lake. But particularly fucking the Tumalo Falls Gap photo, which to this day is like one of the more insane photos I've ever seen. How did that fucking happen? Like, what? Can you like introduce Pete Alport and tell me about him and your relationship together? But then I really want to hear about this Tumalo Falls photo.
Absolutely, yeah. Alport, one of my best friends for sure. I talk to him pretty often, and I'm glad he's the one that calls me all the time. He likes to call me at like 8 a.m. on like a, you know, like a Saturday morning, pretty rough start. But I'll talk to him. He's one of the best dudes. He's always had my back, and he's always been one. And I've always been down to go shoot with him. I've done crazy, crazy missions with him. Like, it's never not psycho. It's just, you know, for lack of better terms, like makes you feel alive. It's like, you're like out in the sled lot. You leave town at like 1 a.m. You're in the lot at 2:30, and then I'm like at the top of my line at 6 a.m., ski, get the shot, and go downtown and go get pancakes by 8 a.m. Like, it's not a joke. Like, it's good stuff. And yeah, Alport's like one of the best people I've ever met, one of the most genuine people. He can get definitely a bad rap from some people. Like, he's definitely a psycho, but if you're like, on like, if you can be real with Pete, like, he'll be real with you. And he's been like, I've talked to him deep on a lot of things, and he's helped me a lot through like whatever you want to say my skiing career, if you want to call it that, is like...
Like just on life shit
just
topics?
Light life or like just helping, like being able to be on the call, be like, hey, let's go do this tomorrow morning. And I get those calls, I kid you not, at 10 o'clock at night to get up in 3 hours. And I'm like, and I'm 17, 18. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like I barely go to school. Like I only had to go to school at Summit for 2 or 3 periods a day. I had online after that. And so I could do that whenever. So
yeah,
wasn't a big deal, like missing school. And my school definitely understood it, 'cause it was, you know, I went to school with like, Mango. Me and him were like really tight homies.
Sick.
Not as tight anymore, but I'm pumped on what he's doing. But yeah, me and him were tight. That's who I hung out, him and Hunter Hess. Those were my two good homies that I like started with in Bend. And I met them at Gold Camp for the US team. Huh. And I like had never met them. They were like up and coming too, and like kind of got to know them. We all hit it off like super hard, and I don't really see him or talk to him that much anymore, but like seeing what they're doing, I'm like so stoked on that. But yeah, back on the Outport stuff. Yeah, he's a psycho, but it's proven that he knows, he sees what people have in them. He's seen a potential that like I might be like think that I'm not good enough to do something or something, but he's like, I know you can do this, you should do this. Like, and he'll push people to like, you'll hear bad stories about, you know, people hurting themselves because Alport wants them to get that shot, but he knows that people got it in them. And like, my first experience with Alport, I was a bachelor hitting this like log ride to like tree, like redirect. It was like this crate, the snow is shit. It was like sugar, couldn't build with it. It was fucked. And he, first, I'm nervous. I know who he is. And I was like, dude, oh God, like he's gonna, like, I don't know. Like, I want to make sure, like, I don't want to be a bad skier here.
Yeah.
And I body on this thing. Like, it's a snowboard feature. It's not a ski feature. It's super hard to train a, you know, 12 inch round tree on skis. Like,
yeah.
And I've never done that. This is like the entry into, like, I've always skied park before this. I was never, like, I can ski pal, but I was never, that was not my thing. And now introducing me into like doing, whether it be like those backcountry like jibs or whatever, like skiing lines or something like that. Like he's the one that introduced me into all of this. Like, and he's a very good person to bring in the backcountry, or like for him to bring like me in, it's, I feel safe. Like, and my whole family, Jared, my mom and my dad we're all really good friends with Alport. He comes over to our house and has dinner all the time. Like,
nice.
Which is super cool. So it's like, not like, they're thinking like, oh, he's going out with this 40-year-old dude. Like, who the hell is this? Like, my whole family.
Well, and
really
Pete has wrecked, to be clear. Like, he filmed with Rage Films, then he filmed with Poor Boys for a long time.
He's got,
so this is not just like some random photographer.
It's not random.
Respect on Pete there.
No, not random whatsoever. Like, he's definitely, and Bendy has, you can get the good or the bad with it. Like, everyone's, you know, they call it the Outport Adventure. Like, really is, but. Getting on the, I mean, I've talked about the Crater Lake thing just real quick. It's like, we went out there for just a quick, like 3-day trip. My sled was, absolute shit pig. I did pull cords, lights, like, dude, everything broke. I was just like clutch starting everything. And I was like, God damn it, whatever. So we toured out to like this zone. He knew, like, it's like right on this, like, lookout. I don't know if whoever's listening has ever been to like the lookout on like the, I think it's the west side of the lake. It's like right below that, but it's just
the Watchman, right?
Yeah, maybe. I honestly could not tell you.
Yeah,
but
west side is the Watchman. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's right below that, and it's on this like bench, like straight into the, I think I call it the caldera. Mm-hmm. But it is illegal to go inside. Like, there's like a benchmark where it's like inside of that is an absolute no go.
Yeah.
This is above that. Like, it's just this nice little hip, not very big, but like Alport knows how to shoot it, and it just like turns out to be like one of the, you know, my favorite photos I ever have. And he always shoots like very good photos, whether it may be a pow slash or, you know, me doing the Tumalo Falls Gap. And
yeah.
But that was just a like, cool one. There's a couple others that are psycho. I'll tell another story after this, but the Tumalo Falls Gap, that was, he didn't even tell me what it was.
What?
Yeah, no, this is the fuck. This is, yeah. He calls me. He's like, I need some help. I need some help shooting this thing. I've been trying to do this for 20 years. And I was like, dude, what the fuck could you be doing that you haven't done, been able to do for 20 years?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, like I'll come help build. Like, what is it? He's like, I can't tell you. Meet me here. He's like, meet me here at this time. And I was like, dude, what? This is some sketchy shit. Like, what the fuck am I getting myself into? Like, tell me. He's like, no, I can't tell you. Because he's like, I don't know. Probably thought the phone was tapped or some crazy shit. I don't know. Didn't tell me. Rolls up. We meet in town. He goes, yeah, we're going to go jump Tumble Falls. And I said, what the fuck did you just say? I was like, dude, this is like the most prominent thing in Bend. That is what, like, you know, in nature standpoint, like,
yeah,
Tumble Falls. And
big old fucking waterfall.
Like, huge. Huge. Like, really, really big if you go right next to it. And yeah. So
it's, I was like, an 80-foot drop, I would estimate, from the top of the falls to the bottom.
Yeah, maybe more. 80 to 100. It's huge. It's no joke.
And how wide is the river? Just guessing. Like,
it's about, I would say about 18 feet out of 25 foot. I'll get into it. At a 25 foot ladder. So this is the scary thing about this thing. So we go ahead and we get up there. I was like, all right, wow, this is insane. I wasn't supposed to hit it. I was building it for somebody else to hit it. And I was like,
all he wanted was your help.
Yeah. I was like, I'll come help you. I'm like, not doing anything. Like, oh, this is insane. Yeah, sure. I'll come help.
Yeah.
We all get harnessed in. We're harnessed in, full climbing setups, roped in, because we're building, blocking a 12-foot tall takeoff on the side of a waterfall. So yeah, we're all harnessed in, building this jump. Build it up. We're like, dude, this is insane. The in run is like 50 yards of complete flat, and then there's a hill above that.
Mm.
I mean, it has a little bit of grade, but you're like, damn, like this is, like, damn, like this is gonna be scary for whoever hits this. And I'm like, all right, yeah, whatever. Like, build the landing, go down like to like the lookout point where you like look at, and I was like, dude, what the fuck did we just do? And I was like, this is not like chill. Like, it doesn't look real. It's the craziest thing. And we had people coming up and walking up there.
Just like snowshoeing?
Yeah, they snowshoed from like the, there's a corner point we sled it in, but we slid it in with a 25 foot ladder or something, extendable ladder. Cause the way we got across the river is we put it not this, that's the other sketchy thing. The only place we could have dropped it where it pinches a little bit was like 20 feet from the waterfall.
Jeez.
So you drop it across the waterfall, and then I have to walk in ski boots across the waterfall with my skis on my shoulder every time. Cause you'd have to, it's just the easiest way to get across.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, like, I brought my ski stuff. We built it one day and then came back, and like, I wasn't supposed to hit it, but like, I like was like, oh, maybe I'll bring my ski stuff. Like, maybe it'll be like chill. Like, it'd be kind of cool to do, you know, like whatever. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to like take the spotlight here. Like, it was their thing and whatnot. And
who was the rest of the crew? It was you, Pete.
And it was me, Pete. I don't know how to say his name. His name's Ari. He's a big, yeah, you know Ari.
Yeah.
I don't know. His,
more of like a paraglider.
Yeah, he's like a
like skier, big, even.
Yeah, he just is a pretty extreme athlete. He's a good dude. He's just like, he's kind of a little bit cocky and all this. And I was like, all right, he's got this. Like, he does this kind of shit all the time.
Yeah.
And
was there someone else, or is just,
and Drew Brownrigg, snowboarder.
True.
Yeah. So he was helping out too. And we set everything up, came back the next day, like came in the morning, like super early. Cause like we'd seen people out there. So we like didn't want to like have anyone see it. So we went like real early in the morning and did it. But after we got done with it, we had people like, what's going on here? And they're like, oh, we set up like a tent for like a photo, like camping in crazy place. It's not real, but it was like something crazy like that. Like, whatever.
So how'd the first hit go down?
Well, we got it all set up. We're like ready to go. And like, I was like, I'm not even like hitting this. Like, no way. Ari comes up, and I remember like I was doing speed checks for it, just like to like do speed checks. And
you're slipping out the in run.
And I like put on my helmet. Like, and I don't like, I don't wear a helmet really, but I put on my helmet. And Ari goes, radios, yeah, Jonah's about ready to drop. And I was like, what the fuck did you just say? And I was like, dude, I wasn't even planning on hitting this. Like, I was like, this is fucked. And I was like, and I was doing runs at it. I was like, dude, I definitely like got a speed to get around, but like it's like, sure, you can make the like over, like you could go fast enough to make it over. It's the fact that on your skier's left is an enormous, like 150 foot cliff. Come up short, you're going off a 100-foot waterfall.
You come up short, you're dead.
Yeah, you're like
it's the, well, it's the winter thing is, and you're going down a waterfall.
If you go left at all, you're dead. If you go right, you're hitting a tree. Like there's a tree, there's a 10 by 10 foot square that you can land in that's flat. If you go beyond that, you're hitting the branches of the tree that you would hit on the right. You'd face trees and then body into the ground, or you face it goes uphill immediately afterwards. So you have to make tranny perfect to be able to get out, like to come out alive.
Jesus.
And I'm like sitting there. I was like, I've always had like a hard time like doing like scary tricks or something like that. Like it's hard to like overcome that thing, you know? And I kind of just got into this mindset where he said that. And I said, like, fuck it. Like, you're a bitch. Like, I'll do this shit. I don't care. Like, let's do this. Like, I know I got this. And I didn't think about it at all. I put on music. I think I was listening to G-Code by Ghetto Boys, just getting me like going. I was like on repeat. I was just like, all right. And like favorite song of all time right there. But like, I was just like, just getting me going. I was sitting up at the top, had the radio, like got my breath back and just like, didn't even think about it. Just like radio down. I was like, Pete, be recording right now. I'm dropping. If I pull out, I pull out. If I go, I go. Like, just be ready on cameras. I might speed check again. I might go. If I feel it, I'm going. And just went for it and just laced it up first tee and like was like perfect. And I was like, damn, that was gnarly. And then I was like, word, let's do it like a lot. Like, I hit it 8 times.
No way, yeah, dude.
I hit it 8 times. I like almost flipped it, but I was like, dude, it's not worth it. Like, it's flat takeoff. Like, I'd have to pop. I'd be like air chaired in the air. Wouldn't look sick. All this. So I just like did like, I got like 2 photos of it where I was like just grabbing tail, which is like, it's gnarly in itself and all that. And then like,
yeah,
Pete dropped that photo and
almost immediately on the
oh yeah, he dropped it. And I was like, and I don't know how to like go about that, because we were trying to get a cover. We've still been trying to get a cover and everyone's denied it. I was like, and for somebody doing a power slash like anywhere you can do it, it's has been rejected so many times. And that was always my like goal with that. But like, I remember getting posted, it blew up like crazy. Like, I went to school,
yeah,
and like it was, everyone was talking about it. All the teachers were pulling it up on the, like, it was insane. Like, it was like the weirdest thing. Like, I was always known as the Tumalo Falls guy. And yeah, it was crazy. And then the one thing that pissed me off about that whole thing is like, Pete posted it, which I like didn't care. Like, it blew up, got its recognition, all that. But Sammy commented on it and he said, nice grab. And I wasn't grabbing in the photo that was posted. Like, it was just like, it looked better. And
Sammy, like Sammy Carlson.
Sammy Carlson. I was like, yeah, all right, word. So one of the dudes I look up to most is shitting on me. I was like, all right, word. Yeah, that's dope.
Like, what the fuck, Sammy? Rest of this photo isn't enough for you?
I was like, yeah. I was like, oh shit, I'm so sorry. I haven't won X Games a million times. Like, God damn. Like, yeah, I was just like, damn. So for so many, I look up to you. I still do. It doesn't matter.
And any you did but. Get the grab, you're saying?
But I have a different. Not- I have got a different photo like that. That yeah, that that one photo that's been like the known photo is what's known. But I have this other angle where Pete shot, because we shot at a bunch of different angles because I hit it 8 times. He like wanted to get it. I mean, after the first one, dude, it was like fun. It was like, oh, dude, this. I was like, oh, I'd be sick to 3. But if I fuck up, like, I'm dying. Yes. Like, it's not a joke. I'm dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was just like, all right, whatever. Like, I was like, I live with this. I'm stoked. Like, all this. And like, my parents were shitting bricks that night. Like, they said they came back. They didn't tell me because they didn't want to like scare me. They're like, we did not sleep a lick the night before you did that. Like,
even though you weren't supposed to hit it in theory.
No. And I was like, I'll bring my ski gear. Maybe I'll hit it. And they were like still shitting bricks. And, but like, they're like super pumped. Like, that photo's got, they did a run of the print of that and Pete sold a bunch of that. Mm-hmm. And, for the people that are in Bend that know it, the, East Side Perea has got like a 4 or 5 foot tall sick metal print in their restaurant of it, which sick is super sick to see. And like the dentist I go to in Bend when I go home, like, my mom sketches me, they got a big print of it in there. Like, we got friends there. So it's like pretty funny. But yeah, it's like, that was definitely like the craziest thing that's like life or death thing that I've done. And I'm happy Alport brought me on. I'm glad I didn't die. I'd probably been pissed if I got hurt or died, but whatever. We're all good now. So
yeah, I mean, Sammy Carlson follows Pete. There's a lot of people that follow Pete, and like, well,
Pete,
I think,
yeah, Pete and Sammy worked a lot. They bought fucking heads.
Like, yes, but I think like, I think that put you on a lot of people's radar, even if it didn't get a cover. And yeah, like, that's probably fine. Why it hasn't gotten a cover is because it went fucking viral and people are like, well, people know that photo.
Yeah. But like, I mean, I get that. I totally understand that. Like, I was like, God, maybe kind of pissed, like, he dropped it. But, you know, whatever happened, happened. It still got a recognition. The only thing would just be like, that is a life goal for me, at least, would be having a cover of a magazine. That's like the coolest thing, is something in print.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, you know, having segs and whatnot are like cool, but like that physical thing is like one of the cooler things, I think.
Yeah.
To, as being like a skier or something, or a skier or snowboarder.
It's cool that like you push yourself in that way in that situation, because that's fucking gnarly.
Yeah. I mean, I think if I was told I was doing it from the start, I would have like maybe fucked up. Like, I think it's a blessing that like I was, he told me, you know, he's ready to go.
Yeah.
It's like, I think if I would have overthought it and I would have sketched myself out, but I, like, in that moment I was told I'm going, and not that I had to listen to him. I could have told him to fuck off, but I was like, fuck it, dude, I'll do it. Like, I know Pete is like more down with me, I think, like, than you. Like, we do a lot more together. Like, he just thought that you were psych enough to do it. I ended up doing it, so. But yeah, that's like, that was one of those things where you, like, me and Alport, like, and that thing is like, he's, you can tell that he's very proud of, like, that's something he's wanted to do for so long, and that, like, I am willing to, like, ride and do that with him. Because it's not just about him. He's like, this is going to be insane, and this is going to be good for you. And that's, like, what I like about him.
Sick. So. Yeah, it's easy to, if you get to know him a little bit, Pete takes himself super seriously, which can be easy to shit on.
He kind of does. Like, he does, but he doesn't. He's, like, one of the goofiest dudes I know. Like, he is hilarious. True. Like, but, like, when he does get serious, it's like, fuck, man, this is gnarly.
Well, but like, I also just need to put some respect on him too, because there are a ton of people that he has mentored. The Warvingtons, who are sick snowboarders. The Fergusons, who are sick snowboarders.
Oh, yeah.
Lucas Walks, who's
he's got an elite crew. He's got an elite crew. He's got like my brother, like Drew, like all those guys as well. Like,
yep.
He's got a heavy set crew of riders to work with.
And he brought all those people like kind of into the backcountry for the first time.
I know, as yo, I understand that's it. Lucas, I know for sure, is like, Pete was same thing as me. Pete brought me into the backcountry and was, you know, taught me a lot. And I think that's the same thing. I haven't had a super long conversation with Lucas about that, but Lucas is one of my good buddies too. And yeah, we owe a lot to Alport, like, you know, for as crazy as he might be.
Yeah.
Like, owe a lot to him, because he's shown us a lot of the ropes to being out there, which is, you know, it's a lot. It's hard to get out there and be like, well, what do I do? Like, how do I be safe? And, or how do I, or like to look even for features. Like,
yeah,
he gets so, like, me and him get so creative on like features to get photos, because we want to get photos and do this. And, you know, it might just be for the gram. Like, I've never had sponsors be like liking my shit. That's been a real thing. Is like, I have shot countless like hammer photos with Pete, where it's like, sponsors should be like happy with this and being like, oh, I want to use this for something, or like whatever it may be. And like, nobody's taken it. Nobody's wanted it. They're like not willing to put any kind of money towards the photographer, which is, I think, is pretty fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Especially on Pete, where Pete realizes that this is actually his job. Like, this is his job, and to make money.
He's busting ass.
And he's one of the hardest working, like, he's not a photographer that's going to sit and, oh, I'm just sitting back waiting for you guys to build the jump and I'll shoot it. Like, all this. It's like, he's cranking harder than anyone else, and then hiking wherever he needs to go to shoot whatever. He's hardworking and like deserves, like, dude, it's like he wants like $30 or something for a photo to get used for like Instagram or like an ad or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what his rates are, but like, I know it's not absurd. Yeah. And it's like, and I send these photos to him, like, to my sponsors, and, you know, nobody's ever picked up and been like, dude, that was fucking sick, like, all this shit. And they ever just, like, kind of turns their heads, which is, like, always been, like, a, I don't know, getting into that rabbit hole of talking about that is insane. Like, I don't know. I've never had that kind of, not that I need it or anything. Like, I'm super happy with where I'm at. But, like, I've tried for so long to get, like, some kind of funding or, like, sponsors and all that. I've come to where I'm definitely way happy where I am now doing what we're doing, than like having to like please sponsors and all that. Cause I've tried doing it and have done it and put in the effort as a kid, like being motivated and trying to do something where it's like, people don't take recognition, which, you know, that's the ski industry. It's like the it's how it is, and that's totally fine. But sucks putting in that work.
I wouldn't say it's fine, but
it's not. I mean, it's not fine, but like, you know, it's
you've made your peace with it, is what you're
saying.
We've
all done it. Like we've all the boys that like we all ride with, we've all put in so much fucking work to like, not that we need to get. There's a lot better people than us, but like, damn, like it's hard to get anything, you know. And like at some point when you're like pushing yourself and like providing content to sponsors, like deliverables to them, where it's like, here's my seg, here's all this, like all the, I mean, I sent my stuff to Armada last year. Like I ride for Armada, I think still, like, I don't know. Like I barely, like it sounds fucked up to say, like, I'll be straight up. That sounds fucked up to say on this right now, but I've been riding for them. This will, if I get shit this year, this will be my 14th year. This will be my fourth. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. 14 is a lot of fucking years.
14. I'm 24.
Jesus Christ.
So I've been on them since I was like 10 or 11 years old, whatever it was. I can't remember. It's been a long time. They got a new TM this year, and then they were like, yeah. And I sent them all our projects we've made, all this, all my parts, photos, all that kind of stuff. And they're like, yeah, I'll see if I can get you something going. And I was like, really? Like, I,
nothing. Which is just skis to like continue I don't, what you've I'm been not doing asking past,
for money.
Right?
I'm never going to even ask for money. I just need skis, kind of. The money thing is like, I used to like be like, damn, it'd be sick to get paid to go skiing and all this. But as like I get older, like I kind of learned that it's like, it's a lot more freeing to be, you know, working for yourself and doing what we do. Like all the boys that we all work together and bust our fucking asses. Like it's like, people don't understand. Like it's a lot of work. Like, and like, we have so much fucking fun, but like the first year of this, we were trying to get, you know, money, but like everyone wants to get money to go do something fun. But I think it's an understatement now. It's like, I don't want to sell myself out to get money to do something, you know, like respect to anyone that wants to do that. That's totally like, you should. And if you want to do that and that's how you want to live and do that. But I'm not the one that I'm going to be like selling myself out on social media and like, I got to get followers and I got to get likes and content for this shit. Like, that's fine. Like if you want to do that and that's dopest thing, but me and the boys like that, we all work together. Like we could care less. Like it's all about like having a good time. Dope. When we make our movies and everything, I mean, we'll get into that, but like, when we make our stuff, like it's always been 100%. These are the best, my best friends ever. Like it's not like I'm linking up with somebody I don't really know or something like that. It's like, I live with all of my best friends that we all go on trips together. And like it's the sickest thing to be able to not have the money almost. Like it's sicker that we pay for all our shit and have to work hard on the job site or fucking working in the backcountry. Like it's hard to call it work in the backcountry. It's not really, we fuck off a lot, but like, like I would way rather do that than being like, oh fuck, my sponsors are going to be like pissed. I was like, I didn't get like clips or photos today. I didn't get them what their deliverables by this time. It's like, you know, it's a lot more freeing, I guess, in that sense, like to be like, damn, I just want to get the best shit I can get all year. And then we all get to have one night where we all get to fucking shoulder to shoulder, holding, like hugging each other, just being like, damn, dude, we did some sick shit this year. And then more or less what I've always thought about is like the future being like, when we all sit down when we're like 40 and we get to go watch what we created as kids. Like, I think that's the sickest thing, where it's like, we get into this tangent of, you know, ski movies these days, where it's like, you bring in a lot of people that don't know each other together to build a movie. Sure, everyone's fucking psychos. That is a fact. There's a lot better skiers than who we are. But I can, you know, talk for the boys on this one, being like, we do not give a shit about what everyone thinks. It's like, we just had a great time. We know exactly what it felt like to be there. And like, I like to try to show what it was like to be there, because that's like the most important thing to me, is like having a video or a movie or whatever it may be, like all the videos we make for like New Schoolers or like the movies or anything. It's like, that shit is so fun. And a lot of people can see that. And I think that's where there's a loss in the ski industry these days. It's like, you watch those old movies and like, sure, they like, a lot of them are like really good homies. They all ride together. And like, you can see that it's like good shit together. Yeah. Like, but there's a loss of that, I think, these days, where it's like, everyone's trying to hound for that money. I think, you know, I take a lot of inspiration from snowboard videos, fucking any other skier, you say that too, but my brother's a pro snowboarder and all his videos, all that. And those guys are all really good friends. Like that you can tell in the videos, You can tell that in the Vans videos, all that shit. Like, all those guys are tight fucking homies. And I think that's where, like, I like to be like, that's what it's like to be doing what we're doing. Cause that's how it was back in the day. You know, I hopefully people can understand that. And like, I don't know if like a lot of people do know, or like not a lot of people know, like they might know our name, you know, but they don't know our personal names, which I think is sicker.
I like that. It's more important that people understand the collective than that they understand.
Well, it's never been about your personal thing. Sure, you fucking rode like a psycho this year. I put up for like a lot of people that put in a lot of effort this year. Two names, Connor Overly has put in some serious fucking ragdolls this year, like putting in going big, like all the time. And like everyone went hard. We don't do it for anything but the love of going out and doing it. As weird as it said, like it might sound, is like for that, you know, that one night where we have the premiere and we have all that and we can all sit together and be like, you know, scream the songs that we put in this that are, we love. I think those are like the most special moments in my entire life that I've ever had. And I think that's way more important than, I think it's cool because I think a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah. Damn, dude. I like, Friedel put it that way when we were talking about it last year. He was like, those dudes are making the movie for the fucking premiere. And like,
dude, I remember that. I was listening to that and I was like, those boys are like family. Straight up would ride for any of my dogs, die from any of my dogs. Like, we are fucking tight. We do everything together. I work with half of my homies that we film with. We are together literally 24/7 and I'm never sick of it. It's the sickest thing ever. Like, I fucking love it.
That's pretty unique because I think it's pretty easy to get sick of people you spend a shit ton of time with in any context, skiing or not.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, spend a lot of time with somebody and be like, fuck this guy, you know, like all this. Like, I know a lot of relationships with that, with people in the industry. Like, you know, it's kind of a weird thing. But like, we all have lived together for, you know, and at least in this house for like the last 2 years, prior to that, like another three. We all live together. There's like three houses that we all live like together. If we could probably live 15 of us together, probably be fucking mental. I'd probably hate everyone, but it'd be pretty dope. It'd be pretty sick. But
so like hearing you describe the, like, these like family vibes, it sounds like a continuation of college. A lot of you guys went to like Montana State here in Bozeman. Is that correct?
Super, like, yeah, it's super mixed. There's like, I would say like, you know, 50-50, like some went, like a lot of the boys like went like first semester and dumped out, which totally cool. Like everyone's doing good now. Like it's not like a big deal. There's half the boys went ahead and got their degree and everything. Like definitely was, once we started like really filming, was towards the end of everyone's college days, I guess, whatever. It's kind of still fucking the same thing here. And like, yeah, nothing's really changed. We just work. And
let's hear that story then. How did you guys start filming? How did Carnage as a crew start?
Yeah. I have none of the rights to say any of this. We're going to bring Nash on here to, we're going to talk about this because he's got
a Nash cameo.
Oh, yeah.
All right. First podcast ever coming in wildly cold turkey.
Yeah. Good thing we've been drinking beer.
Yeah, I know.
90 minutes here. All right. Yeah. What's, how the fuck did Carnage start?
Oh, Carnage. All right. So 2015 is like the year I started college. Met Jack Jokum, Jacob Wenzel, and Caden Cecil in the dorms. Started skiing together, biking together, skateboarding together. And then once we really started riding Bridger together, we were just having so much fun. Everyone went home for Christmas break and we came back. And it was this idea of like, let's start filming. It was one random day. It's like, oh, let's start filming. Jokum had a Scorpion grip for the old T2Is. Remember, like, the green ones that would come over?
Yeah. Like, skate style. Yeah, but skate style. Shitty skate style.
Oh, it's so bad. So it was a Scorpion grip, a Canon T2I, and an 8mm fisheye. And it was the idea behind it that we just came up with one day. We were just, like, driving up to Bridger, and it was get as close as you can, ride as fast as you can, and never stop recording.
Word.
Yeah. And so you get to the bottom and then you turn off the camera and then we had a good rotation. So one person was the filmer and you try and get as close to everyone as possible. And then
But you were always swapping out.
Yeah, every run. You'd start the person that started the day, it'd go to one, and then another, and then another. And we made, the first one we made, it was like off a whim. And we were like, all right, let's go edit it. And we went back to shout out 802 Dorm Room Roski.
Word.
Big ups. Okay. We'd go back there. That was Jokum's dorm room. And we went and got a 30 rack, sat down, put it up on the TV in their dorm room, like the whole computer so everyone could watch the editing.
Yep.
And good old Control B on iMovie, cut button, and would run it through chronologically and cut out clips.
Uh-huh.
Put it to a metal track or like a rock track and then post it.
Sick. And you guys made a dozen edits that way?
Yeah, we made like 16 like that. And the first one blew up in the sense of new schoolers blowing up. It got we started an account that night, posted one video, and I think it's at like 11,000 views or something.
Mm.
Got like video of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
So like just some bullshit that we were doing, jumping off cat tracks
and
riding lines with. It is really funny looking back on it of like riding Z Shoot. Like a place you need a beacon, and there's two kids trying to go as fast as they can, and one of them has a fisheye camera, seeing how close they can get to someone. But yeah, it was some of the funnest shit I've ever done. And it started to turn into a ritual where every Saturday we'd go film, come back, go get a 30 rack, go to 802, make the edit, and then post it, and then go party. It was every weekend until we couldn't go skiing anymore. And then there's a couple weeks that like when it was just the four of us that we like went down to Alta and we went to Snow Basin. And I think we went up to Whitefish to go see my parents one time.
Sick.
And so we'd like travel around. So it was like new little locations, which was pretty funny. But yeah, it was just the four of us cruising. And then like anyone at Bridger that wanted to come ride along and could ski fast enough. What's up? And just throw them in. And it was fun. And then we moved on. And then once Jonah moved to town.
Right. So did you guys know him before he moved back to Bozeman from Oregon? Or
this is a story. This is such a good story. So closing weekend at Ponskim, which was like closing day at Big Sky.
Right.
I am shit-faced. It's closing weekend, so you know I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
And I see this kid roll down through the park, and I'm like, yo, he's skiing like an absolute gangster. He's got real tree jacket on, Icons. Mm. And you don't see stuff like that in shout out Icon Wirelesses. you don't see a lot of people in Montana, at least like back on like 2016, 2017. Like you didn't see a lot of people skiing with like that old school park style.
No.
And like doing it
in Park City
way too well.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this kid? And I don't know. I met him and apparently he thought I hated him at first, but I think I was just a little drunk and trying to be cool. And so we like parted ways and then Hall, what was it? What was the story? It was Hall.
Nick Hall.
Well, yeah.
Hacksaw Hall.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Hall. Oh, there we go.
Yeah. We went to Hood. Or like I went to Hood. I was solo at West Coast Sessions. Oh. And I was like trying to get on. Like I knew like I was like filming with like Ollie Hublitzel that year and all that for Roasted and all that. And so it's like trying to get in with like, you know, Colby and all those guys and all this shit, and I was just trying to be somebody. That as weird as that sounds, like that sounds really whack now, but
it was. That's like the story of the movie Roasted, is like a lot of people trying to be somebody, and it's sick for that reason. Yeah, go on.
But I went out there, and then I saw these guys. They came out for I don't know, like a week or something, because Nash grew up in Portland, and they have a cabin in Hood River and everything. And
Pastor,
I was in the line and they're like, yo, Jonah, like loudest crew of all time.
Screaming.
Like, and I was like, yo, it's like those guys. I was like, fuck yeah. Like, they're like, yo, come ride with us. And I was like, yeah, like I am not riding with anybody. Like trying to like do something. And I was like, oh fuck. Like, I'm like, you know, trying to like link up with these guys were not like dope to be around, but I was just like, I'm trying to like get in like a West Coast video or some shit, you know? And fucking, I go, they get, like, come ride with us. And I was like, all right, word. And I'm like riding with them. And I was like, damn, this is really fun. Like, I'm stoked. And at that time, like when I was in Oregon, I wasn't riding. I had a whole season where I didn't really ride with anybody. Like, Bachelor's like a snowboard crew, like mountain. I had not been like snowboard oriented at all. Like,
yeah, now at this time, like Hunter and Mango are getting on. They're like on US dude, Dev
that's
team.
Where that's where like yeah. things got like crazy. Like, cause those guys were getting on US, like they were blowing up, and I was like, damn, dude, like I'm falling behind here. Like, and I like I know I got this. Like, fuck.
Was that my fault?
Nah, it might have been Nash's fault here. Like,
it was the spray paint line at Timberline, and everyone else was like, oh, I don't really want to go sesh the big jumps. And I was like, oh, I'm ripping big jumps all day. It was like two 65 footers. And I was like, oh, this is like sick. What dreams are. Because I grew up skiing at Timberline.
Yep.
West Coast sessions every spring just go off. And it was so funny because Jonah was like, all right, whatever. And it was just Jonah and I together from like 10:30 in the morning till like we got last ride together. And I'm pretty sure we did the exact same run down the same park run. Every single time, like same tricks, just flowing. Sick. And then it was.
That was the days of I got your back.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
you, they up. Kept saying, that's when I started learning the lingo of everyone here. Like, I was like, they're like, oh, yeah, I got your back. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, oh, oh, like they got your back. Like, they're coming in right behind you. And like, I was like, where'd they? Like, oh, me yeah. and Nash are like linking up on same tricks, like just like going in. I remember like coming into like the flow weird, like,
it was the holy bully,
like holy bully style, like transition park they had there, and like coming in like first like gap, like this big gap, and came in, and then he comes into this wall, and I was like looking at him, I was like, oh fuck, what's he gonna do? Like, this is like a perfect wall for like a trick. Goes flare. I'm not a pipe guy. Like, I'm not a pipe guy. I was like, all right, fuck it, yeah, flare. Just flare to flat bottom, just landed. And I was like, word, did that the rest of the day. Like, and it was like the sickest day. I remember like being like, cause I, dude, like as weird as it sounds, like not having a lot of friends to go ski with, like
yeah.
for all season. And I went out to Big Sky and rode with these guys. Shout out Nick Hall and Jank Harris. Well, we'll call him Jack Harris here. Jank, it's Jank. But
true.
Those two, Nick Hall more than anything, hit me up when I came to Bozeman because he's like, "Yo, you got the sled." Like, let's go ride. And we had both had the same shit pig, like absolute beater, like 07 Rev Ski-Doo, just got the lightning bolt hood. He had the black hood. I was pretty jealous of that, but I had the lightning bolt hood, same sled. We went and ripped, and like, I stayed there for like 2 weeks. It was a hand. He's like, yo, we're going to this party. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Like, met like everyone there. So like, when I got to hood, I knew like a good amount of them. And yeah, like we got to like the end of like, it was like 2 or 3 days we were like there, and like we're sitting in the parking lot fucking playing Uno, like heavy game of Uno, like serious, serious killers. Like it was good shit.
It's and, nothing like a Timberline parking lot hangout.
Yeah, straight yeah, up. So just baking in the sun, like you're finally feeling good. And like we just had a sick day, and I was like feeling good. I was like, damn, this is sick. And then I, it was like going to be like raining the next couple of days, and we're like all sitting in the lot, and he goes, yo, you want to come down to like Portland, like stay with us? Like, we're going to go like, or I stayed at the cabin the night before. He's like, you were coming down to Portland and go like his parents
strip
have
strip clubs.
Wish. I tried. I had a fake ID.
We did try to go to a strip
I was like,
club.
Dude, this is me. It was Donald Sparks, but shout out Donald Sparks. Got me into the bars for a minute. That thing got cycled, but
that was how you got stoked on the boat.
Yeah, we went
boys.
Down and played golf. Like yeah. his parents got a par three, like this super sick little golf course down in Clackamas.
True.
Yeah. So he's like, come down and play golf. Like, we'll hang out. And I'm going, I was super questionable. I was like, damn, like, I don't really know these guys that well. Like, this is like, I was like, fuck it. Let's go. Like, what's the worst gonna happen? Like,
yeah.
And went down with them and like spent like a week in Portland with them. Like, just like we kicked it. It was the
yeah. We went to Bagby Hot Springs.
We did like a bunch of shit.
Did the whole Portland
DJ
tour.
Stovetop. Shout out DJ Stovetop. But yeah, we had like a unreal time. And then they're like, oh, we're gonna go to Bend. And I was like, yeah, that's like where I live. And they're like, word, yeah, we're like all going. Funniest thing about that was they were packed. Dude,
five in
there
a
was
Subaru.
Five in a Subaru with full bikes
and ski gear, everything, like fully packed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. Roof rack. Like, we had five bikes, five skis, like, a roof basket.
Jesus, and I'm sitting in my old Tundra being like, I was like, I don't blame them. They don't probably don't want to ride me. They don't know me that well yet. Like, but I was like, damn, I got like mad room in here.
Like, it was five of us driving in a packed Subaru and Jonah driving in his full size truck by himself. I'm like 3.5 hours back to Bend. It was the funniest shit.
Yeah. And then we like stayed with like some homies that I knew. And I was like, damn, you know these, like, I didn't know they knew them. And so we like kicked it for like another like 4 or 5 days. And then like, I remember I was like just staying over at their like house with them, and all this shit was like the best time in the world. Like I was like finally like felt like had like good homies, and then they just like dipped. I went home because it's Mother's Day. I was like questioning like going back to the house because I was like oh, I could just see like I'll go see my. I was like I gotta go back to my house. Like I gotta see my mom in the morning. And then they were like, "Yo, Mother's Day, wasn't yeah, it? It was Mother's Day." It was I was like they were talking about flake, like the word they were saying flake at the time. Like that was big. Like. I was like, oh, just flake, just come hang out with us. And I was like, oh, fuck. I mean, I probably should. Like, and I like was in
it's
and out
just
of
Mother's
house.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they like dipped out that next day. I texted them. I was like, yo, like, I'm kind of done with like Mother's Day stuff. Like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, dude, we headed back like to Bozeman. I was like, at that point, I was like, dude, damn, like, this is fucked. Like, I feel like, I was like, damn, I like, all my friends
these are my
left.
People
yeah I was like dude these are my people like I they just left and like then I went to Hood all summer. I was there for a full summer till like September 1st, and the entire time, dude, I had Hall and Jank just every Friday Saturday night wasted like midnight. When are you moving to Bozeman? And I was like and they came like I've got a room can you come? And at one point I was just like, yep, let's do it. Like, I'm down. I'm like, I'm moving. And I was like, it's a weird thing to move away from Montana and then come back, you know?
Yeah.
And I've never moved away from home. I've always lived at home until I was 20 at that point. Like, and I was like, damn, this is kind of a weird thing, like going away from Montana where it's not something we need to like really get into. But like, my dad had really bad memories with Montana, and like, it's not a very good place for him. And it kind of feels weird being back here for it. But like, this truly, like, I remember when I left from coming down for closing, like the last 2 weeks in Big Sky, I got a pass. I remember leaving and being like, I'm driving away from home right now. Like I felt like I was driving away, and I've always loved Montana. Like it is so unmatched in my opinion. Like there's a lot of people moving here right now, and like everyone can say the same shit. But, like I really truly feel like there's like a lot that is so good with this. And especially, I mean, due to the friends I have, like, and these, every one of these friends I have that are my best friends, like, I am so thankful that they were like welcoming to bring me in. Sure. Like, I mean, like I could be like good at skiing or something, but like, that was not that. It was never about that. It was never about like that you're good at skiing. It's like, I like you as a person. And that's what like has like always stood so differently with this group of people, where you go to Salt Lake or like Summit County or something. It's like everyone's climbing on top of each other to be the fucking sickest person.
Yeah.
Well, like straight up.
You got to be dope at skiing to like make
for
friends.
For anyone to like you. Like it's just, yeah, like, it's just like whack. The like, high guys, that's just, yeah, like how it is there. And like here, yep, has always been like, I've got a lot of experience in what we do these days, but like I've always been willing to take on people that I really truly enjoy. Like the people that they have a few shots in the movies. It's just, we don't spend as much time, but I would be like, yeah, you should come out with us like on this trip, come out and film. Cause I like, I see that you're dope and like, you might not be the best, but I fucking love hanging out with you. And this is going to be all like, I love putting that kind of shit in. A good example of that kind of a thing is like in the like Carnage V, whatever it might be on New Schoolers, is having Casey.
Oh yeah.
Like Casey's are like, homie,
shout
like,
out Jake, yeah, Casey,
one of the like best homies. He's not like the best gear, but like he'll like air something and you're just like screaming at the top of the lungs because you know like he doesn't do that. He doesn't do what we do. Or shout out Chandler Bennett. He came with us to Moab last year when we filmed Subject to Change.
Sick.
And he's I think probably our biggest fan, and he's one of our really good homies, and he came with us and
we built this jump and we were like, dude, come on, like just hit it. Like just hit it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm going to hit it. And I was on fish sitting on the knuckle and he goes so big and he's like
almost bigger than anyone.
Like so big. And you can tell he's like pretty uncomfortable. Like you can see it in the movie. It's in the movie. Like I'm throwing that shit in there because like, dude, he was gripped when he did it, but it's so sick that he did it. Like it's like, that's the sickest thing. It's like, oh, well, you didn't do like the sickest trick there. Like, why would you get a clip in the movie if you didn't do the sickest thing? Like, it's not what it's about. It's like literally everyone pushing themselves to be the best that they are. And that's what's sick about it.
Because like, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And that was also like the best, dude. I was it's in the movie and like in the Moab section is like,
yep.
Everyone is screaming at the top of their lungs. Cause they're like, dude, he's never done. And he loves what we do. He is 100% our biggest fan. And like, that just shows like, on that kind of shit, when we're editing, like, I don't care that he did a straight air that might've looked sketchy to somebody else in the world. But to that is like, hands down, my favorite clip in that section. It is the dopest shit just because he's like so gripped to do it, but he's pumped. He's like, no, don't put it in there. Like, I'm not that good. And it's like, dude, no, that was so sick because you've never done that. And that is the coolest thing to see, is to see people that are uncomfortable and want to like be just the best that they are. And that's how it goes for all of us. When we all do something, like if we do something sick and it's like, damn, I haven't seen you do that. Or like, I don't know. I think it's dope to see everyone just pushing what's the best of themselves. It's not comparing themselves to somebody else.
Yeah. I mean, I think that shows through. And it's interesting to think about like what the balance is between making something that's still entertaining and... Because that's always the goal in making a ski movie, right? Is to make something that's fucking entertaining and to include this stuff of people pushing themselves that's, you know, still worthwhile on its own merits. And I think it's rad that you guys are finding that line, because I think the most recent one, Subject to Change, really did like find an audience.
Yeah, totally. I think Joan and I talked about it one time, but it's... A lot of people in the ski industry make movies for the ski industry, if that makes sense. Like Big Progression, I set a record on a cliff. I did a quad. Like Legs of Steel stuff or old Jamie Pierre stuff. Not bashing on that stuff at all. Shout out Jamie Pierre. But we try and make movies for the people that don't pay attention to that stuff.
Mm.
The people that are like... there to have fun, to there that are good to go ski with their homies, that don't care about, I don't know, like the bigger stuff in the ski industry. And it's those movies are for that. Our movies are for that.
Yeah. And he worded it perfectly. I've always said that. It's like, you're almost making like these movies for like the common person, where it's like, you know, the big movies, it's so crazy. These AK segs, these crazy shit. Fuck yeah. They're dope. But it's so unobtainable.
Right. But there's just a very fine line between relatability and not actually being entertaining. Like the most relatable thing is like park tricks that everyone can do. Right. Mm-hmm. But then like if everyone can do it, then it's not fucking entertaining. So there's just like a really strange and interesting balance between making something that's relatable and is still pushing enough that like it's captivating to watch. So Nash, like, Carnage was your thing and the boys' thing, and you guys had started this thing, and then Jonah moves to town, and then the movies immediately after are kind of Jonah's creative direction, at least.
100%. It was a initiative from Jonah to be like, let's start something. We got some dope skiers. We got a lot of people that want to go snowmobiling. He's got the most experience in both of those paths, and it's something that I wanted to do for a long time, something Hall and Connor wanted to do for a really long time. And it was kind of like a saving grace in the sense of Jonah showing up and being like, let's do something cool. Let's do something new. And let's do something that we can all get behind. Because we were all so tired of the slow-mo 4K BS. I watched a lot of GX1000, like OG GX1000. And raw footage, gnarly shit, that idea of kind of like, we're going to put this out and we don't give a fuck, which is what the Carnage was like all about. None of us care about the not the quality. Cause it's like, we kind of care about the quality, but the quality of fun, let's say that. And I don't know, it was Jonah took the initiative and had the sickest camera. And so he just popped off with it.
Bored.
And the man is a control freak. So bad. And so it was like ready, set, go, and kind of gave him the keys to the perpetual race car. And just, it took off. He got a fire lit under everyone's ass. Like, work all summer, buy a sled, we'll do this proper. Like, I know what I'm doing, we'll do this right. And it was so sick to have 8-9 guys just on the same tip. I was working 3 jobs that summer. I was back in Hood.
Jesus.
I worked 3 nights a week at a brewery in the kitchen, worked 5 days a week as a server at a restaurant, and then was doing all 5 days of the week coaching with him at MHSSC. And it was, everyone was on the same tip. Hall was framing a house. Connor was pouring concrete.
Sick.
It was so sick to see. And it was all Jonah's doing. And it took off from there.
Yeah. I mean, basically when I moved here, I just saw potential in these people that, like, some people that like welcome me in like with open arms. And I was like, all right, I see this. I see all the videos. I love it. Let's take it to the next step, or this thing is going to die out. And that's fine if you want to die out, but like, we should do something. And
sick.
Like, there's a lot of potential. And what I've always seen is, like, it sounds weird to say for me, like, it's just like, I've definitely had more experience or more times of filming and all that kind of stuff. And like, you know, I think that these guys like didn't have that. And I was like, dude, like, I also want to like move on to the next step. It's like, if nobody, big film companies aren't going to, you know, want to film with us, let's do our own thing. And let's show that we can do this by ourselves. We don't need somebody else to do this with, like, and let's just try. When we went on a trip, like, that's when we did Flake. And Flake was never supposed to be a video. We filmed on a handy cam.
This is a short movie that came out in 2018, 19, I think. 18 or 19. But like the first Carnage home piece movie. Of content.
Home movie.
Home movie is a good word for it. It's the first like longer thing that wasn't just like a one-off weekend edit.
Yeah, right? we went to Canada and to Schweitzer for 2 weeks. It was 10 of us, 2 trucks, went up there. Everyone hated each other. It was sick. I loved it. Everyone was bitching at each other. It was the best time ever. Like, we had all time conditions. It was sick. And we recorded all this. I filmed a little bit on my HVX on these road cuts that you can see in the video.
Yep.
And they look really shitty because I had a screen record because my camera, if you're working with an HVX, if you fuck up your import, it won't let you ever import those clips again.
Yeah.
It's a bitch and a half. So I screen recorded on my laptop, and I was like, fuck it. Like, let's just put them in there. They're sick. Because like, we got stopped in traffic at this one cliff section that was like insanely dope. And we just all hiked up because we were just parked there with semis. And everyone, all the semis are like honking their horns as we're like dropping these cliffs on the side of the road on Kootenai Pass. It was the only section that was like good. And we like got stopped there. So we just like, because we're going to go ride Kootenai Pass at the top. And we like got stopped because of an avalanche. And so like, we were just sitting there for hours. And so like, literally at 15 minutes in, we're like, dude, let's just ski these things right off here. Like, booted up, like went in, got like a good amount of clips. And then like, we rode like Whitewater. We went and like toured Schweitzer and like Fernie and all these, like we went around Fernie, like serious home video style. And I remember like looking at all the films, I was like, dude, there's like, this is like some bullshit, like whatever. Like I was like, whatever. And I was bored one day, I was like, started editing, and I was like just throwing some shit, and I was like, damn, like this is kind of not about the skiing, it's like how this like feels, the video, how the video feels. And it's like, yeah, it's not that good whatsoever, but it's like, it's, I will say the best part of that video. I mean, I personally love, and all of us love that video because it's like kind of the start of things, but that intro where we're like, dude, let's do a fucking Tony Hawk's Pro Skater fucking intro. I was like, dude, I watched that thing. I had it downloaded. I was like watching it constantly. I was trying to figure out exactly how I needed to like try and edit all this. And I like, felt like I did a pretty decent job for what I was like. I haven't done a ton of editing. Like,
yeah,
I would edit, you know, a good amount of stuff before that. But like, I was like, let's see how this goes. And like,
it turned out so sick. I watched the other day. I was like, damn, this is hammer. Like, this is so sick. I wish I like,
it's the sickest part of the video.
I was like, this is the sickest thing. Like, and I remember I made it and it was like, I don't know, like 12 minutes long or something like that. And I was like, damn, dude, let's have an excuse to have a fucking big ass party. So we like set up this screen and projector and full PA system in the backyard. And like, that's how things like got started with us, was like, we're going to start. It was an excuse to have a party. We all got fucking bodied. Just like, but we did a raffle of all our old gear to try and pay for the PA system, because it's like $300 for the PA system.
Yeah.
And we had a pair of Nash's own three P's, and we had pulled, we're like, all right, we're pulling two tickets. And we like made sure like it was going to be a fair fight. But like, dude, you guys are beating the shit out of each other. Sounds fucked up to say it was not that bad. We called it when we called it.
And what, we're like, all right, they had a fight for the skis?
This fight for the skis.
It was
for a pair of used OM3Ps. And they were both so stoked.
So stoked about it. Because I remember we gave them an option. It was, do you guys want to see them race around the house, or do you want to see them kick the shit out of each other?
And the crowd just goes insane. Like, and it's just this full backyard just like going crazy. And we're like, all right, they're fighting. Like, and the two guys are down. Like, and I was like, all right, if they're down, like, just don't kill each other. Like, you're gonna be all right. Like, like, and they fought for like, I don't know, 30 seconds, and we're like on the roof, just like, oh fuck, like this is fucked actually. And yeah, and then like we're like, all right, good, good. And we're like, all right, he's the winner. Like, gave him the skis. We were tossing, like, we were doing raffle for like old boots, like skis, like we had some like funny shit.
Old ski boots off a roof into just a crowd.
Garbage.
We had Seth's snowboard boot and we chucked it one way and then chucked the other in the other way. Like, it's like, that's not gonna be the same people. Like, nobody's gonna hang those up. Like, and it's just like this old gear, and that's how that all started. And that was like the sickest thing, because then we were like, all right, like, let's, after that, went, you know, downtown, was like, and everyone was so pumped on this stupid little video, but it felt so cool to like see people. Like, it's nothing like crazy about
it. No, it's just hometown energy, right?
It's hometown energy. And like, that's what, like,
yeah,
when we saw that, that's what kickstarted our asses. Like, that's when we were like, the next year was like, it was all like, because that year was me and Hall had sleds, and I just got like a new sled, and I did not go out one time that year where I didn't bring somebody else out. Jeez. And I was bringing Nash out.
Like, doubling like, someone
I
on
doubled
your
Nash the entire year, got him, and he was like, he's down. He's like, he got a sled. He got a fucking sick sled. And then everyone started getting sleds. Like, Connor got sleds. Hall got a new sled. Like, everyone started slowly getting sleds, which was super sick to see. I was like, all right, this is dope. And then we got the boys that had the sleds. We all got, like, we all made segments. I was like, that's the fairest way to do it. Like, you put in the effort to get a sled, you should be able to get a segment.
For relax, you're talking
for
about.
For relax.
Now. And this then, is the fucking next 2019.
This is 2019, yeah. So we went into that year. It was me, Nash, Hall,
Cole
Histon, Connor Overly. We all got sleds.
Sick.
Seth is also one of our best friends. He's the snowboarder of the crew. And
yeah.
He had a seg. Yeah. And I saw the potential of him getting it. Like, I was like, he can put down, and I didn't want to see him. He's a fucking sick snowboarder.
Ex-Rev Tour
competitor. don't forget that.
Put some respect on that.
Yeah. Put some respect on that. And I saw the potential in him, and like, I see the potential in everyone, but I was like, I know he wants this. I know he wants to do this. So I doubled him the entire season. No questions asked. Like, I was just like, I got him. Like, cause I was like, I want to see that. Like, and I'm rolling, doubling HVX in the bag, like all my ski shit, all the snowboard shit. Like, I was loaded down. Like, and I clapped that sled. Bad.
Sorry, Wenzel.
Sorry. Jake Wenzel bought my sled and it lit on fire this year. So you'll see a clip in this year's movie of the sled on fire. But yeah. Anyways, I rode that sled.
Homie move. Just getting him out there.
Well, I was like, dude, I just saw the potential and I knew that he wanted it. And I was like, dude, this is going to make like, and I've had conversations with like all the boys, like, and it just like, what we're doing is like, I'm not trying to be that person, be like, oh, I'm the one that started. Like, I didn't start this. I just saw the potential and we do this farther. And like, everyone's very thankful for everyone to be like doing this shit. And we did relax, and we had like, we're like, all right, we're doing a premiere. We're going to the theater. Like, we're like, this is a big step.
Wait. I got to slow you down one sec. There's one thing we got to talk about specifically from that movie, and it's the road gap in the bear tooths. That's you two hitting it, right?
Well, I'll say this. This, we call this one Rod's Gap.
Rod's Gap.
And this is Riley McDonough. the biggest G ever. Hardest skier. I wish he had a sled so bad. He is East Coast kid, grew up with Hall. And I was roommates with him for a while. And we brought him out to the Beartooth with us. And we hit that. Well, because there's a road gap right where like I was filming. There's a road gap that's like pretty mini that a lot of people have hit. It's a pretty just basic road gap, nothing too special.
Okay.
And Seth jokingly at the end of the day, we were like looking at this like road gap. We're like, oh, we should probably hit this thing. Like it'd be kind of sick, like the mini one or like the normal one, whatever. And he's like, yo, we should go off the top of the rock over there. And I remember like sitting there very quietly. And I think me and Nash looked at each other and we started walking. And Seth goes, no, stop, stop. He goes, seriously, I'm not fucking kidding. Don't go up there. And he's like, cause he knows that we're like, we're like, at that point, we're fucking just fired up about just like getting shit done. Like we're like, you gotta have that, like, you know, that staple to it. And I was like, and I remember being like, and that was our first day in the Beartooth. We were there for 9 days and that was our first day there. We went and rode like lines all day and we go and build this thing. And I remember sitting on the top of this. I was like, it's gnarly. And it was a perfect snow year for it. It hasn't been set up or hasn't had the snow to set up since. And we were like looking at it. And we're like, In run's flat. We built like
doubles.
We built like rollers to pump into it.
Jesus.
Because then you roll into the actual feature. And then once you hit that roll, it's go or like you can't, once you roll, you can't, like you have to hit it because there's a shark fin in the middle that you have to straddle. Like straddle over a shark fin rock.
Jesus Christ.
To the right, there's another big rock. And then to the left, there's a tree. So once you hit that roll, you can't stop. Like it's seriously like,
oh, it's roll to like, maybe 7 feet of a takeoff. You're jumping, pumping, and it's 7 feet. And then there's no time to slow down on like how fast we got going. And so it's all or fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It was gnar.
Terrifying.
Well, it was gnar.
It's not a far, like distance wise, it's not going that far.
You're gapping of the distance of a road, but it's 30, that do you drive over that thing, dude? It's tall. It's like 30 feet tall.
Exactly. It's fucking
like it's
huge.
Not like it's not like, oh, like this is, you know, something small. Like
no.
And I remember building it and we're like, let's just build it, see how we feel about it. And we went back to the trucks to go get more beer and eat some food. And I remember sitting on the tailgates and not a fucking word was said. It was 10 minutes of no words said. And I broke the ice and I was like, so how do we feel, boys? And everyone's like, fuck, dude. Like, I don't know. And Rod, we call Riley Rodney.
Yeah.
That's the nickname we got him. But Rob was like, dude, he's like, I was like, who wants, like, do we want to hit it? And they're like, dude, we got that. Like, and we're like, who goes? And Rod's like, I'll just go first.
Shit.
And I was like, dude, you're a fucking psycho. Like, there's no way. I was like, dude, I was like, I like maybe like fuck. I was like, at that point, like I'd done the Tumalo Falls gap, and I was like, dude, I've done my gap. Like, you got this. Like, you got this. Like, I know, like I could probably do it, but I'm not trying to like go through this mental battle real quick. And he's like, and dude, I have never been more gripped filming somebody in my entire life, being like, I cannot go through the pressure of like watching a, like if he comes up short, dude, it's legs breaking. Like
it's worse than T-Hall because it's a guardrail.
It's a guardrail you're hitting. Like you're not like hitting snow, you're hitting guardrail.
Yeah.
And like he goes up, gets it first tee, and it's like, all right, it's on.
Sick.
Like it's go. And we're starting on top of a rock in the flats, pumping down into this, and it goes and he's like a psycho. He goes, he hit it and I was like, dude, yeah, that was dope. We don't need to do anything more. And he goes, I'm going.
Yep.
He's like, I'm going to three. I was like,
sick.
And I was like, dude, God damn it. Like, and I'm gripped this. I'm so gripped. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like if something happens, I'm going to feel so bad.
Yeah.
And I didn't push him like at all. I'm never going to push somebody to do something. But like, he was like, I'm three in this. Did that big T-Hall style fucking wide leg.
Yeah.
Like three. And that's I was like, him. Dude, that was that's insane. Rad. Let's yeah, cut it. Rad. And I was like, no. And everyone's like, no. Let's
no, go. That's it. At that point, I was like, all right. Well, Rodney got it. Like, this is easy.
We got it. He got it two in a row. And
I'm following him up the boot pack. And I stop with the lip to watch him take off because I hadn't been up there yet. And he drops in. and he sets seven and catches his ski on the shark fin.
Oh,
yeah. Out of like, no, doesn't tell anyone. Is like, oh, I'm gonna go.
Didn't tell us he was going seven at all.
Catches on the shark fin and gets off cork on his seven and catches his tips. And I thought he broke his back.
Yeah, he was. It was like a.
It was like gnarliest
code crash. Red. Like I was like, dude, we're going to the hospital right now. And like he, I was
like, he undershot because he caught up top.
He caught up top and then like bodied and snapped like super hard on the land, like mousetrap. Just yeah. Like
oh,
just bodied, and he was like oh, and I was like oh no, like broken back, broken like back. And he's like fuck, fuck, and then he's like all right, I'm like I'm good, like he's like I'm good, like that fucking hurt, but like he's like I think I'm good, and he like
Jesus
he was Christ. Done from there, but then it was like. Fuck, that happened. I was like, and then Nash went and did this big ass mute, which was so sick, but then like landed forward, Tommy'd. Oh, it was like gnarly. I was like, all right, fuck.
Like, this is like, fuck it. And then I was like, someone came and got me, and then was just like, all right, well, the straight air didn't go super well. And like, I just set front flip off of it because the wind was pulling my skis really weird. So I just set front flip and then exploded again. And then. Went up and did it another time and got it.
And that's the ender.
And yeah. That's the ender. And it was for at least I know and the boys, he lands and a bird chirps and it's like the most beautiful clip. It's in the sunset. It's like the sickest thing. Yep. And like he comes back up. That's like how the whole movie ends and goes in the credits is that he does that. A haul doubles him up onto the road, just sled on straight onto the road. Like, cause the road wasn't open at that point. And it was just like the most, like it was gratifying, like just like so beautiful to see. Like it was just like we just did something that like we definitely shouldn't have done, and nobody has done it because like that's a for sure like claim has not been done, and it shouldn't be done again, honestly. Because like fuck, it is so burly, and like you know somebody probably will come do it again, but
I hope someone.
I hope somebody, but recognize. You know,
yep.
But yeah, and then me and Hall went back to back on it, and I went because I was like, I'll go left, you go right. So like, if something happens, we don't hit each other. And the first one, I came up just these like boots on knuckle, and Tommy'd and like punched my shoulder. I thought I like tore out my shoulder, and I was like, God damn it, dude! Like this is fucking shitty. Like I hate how gnarly this is, and then I was just like. All like adrenaline ridden, just like, and we're like, all right, let's go back up. Like, we got to get this shot. Like, I'm not going away from this getting like just pussyfoot.
Tommy didn't.
I was like, my shoulder's fucking cranked right now. Like, I fucking hate it. I was like, all right, let's just go. Like, and I was just like anti popping it for some reason. Hall is popping. I was like, dude, why the fuck was I doing? But made it over, like, got that back to back. And that was like the best, like, closing to that. Yeah. Cause it was just like a homie seg, like, yeah. At the end, bear too. It's just like, that's how it is.
That's the outro.
That's like the outro.
You gave yourself the ender, and then it's the outro.
Damn. Out there, yeah, out here, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it's got to roll, dude.
I remember when the first time we watched the movie, because I got opener in it, and he walked up to me and goes, you know I had to give you opener, me ender.
I was like, dude, I put in a lot of work this year. I was like, I feel like it.
I don't disagree with the choice at all. I think that's what happened here. I mean,
song choice and how it all like went together, like everything was like, I thought how that whole movie rolled together was like, so entertaining, and like that, like you have all these like dance style, like hip hop for Nash, and then you have Hall with like the just like what was it, Snoop Dogg? Like the, yep. It was like sick. Like that's the sickest thing about what I've always said is like everyone's like, oh, do you gotta have like underground songs that like nobody really knows about and all that shit? And a lot of that is for you know copyright reasons. So I was like, we're not getting paid. I don't give a shit. Like I'm using what the fuck I want to use, what these guys want to use, and like. And I remember just like everyone picked out like some of these sickest songs. And I like was like, yo, we should use this. And they're like, yeah, let's do that. That's dope. Like, and then you have like Cole's segment. Watch this the other day. Like, insane. Cole is one of the best skiers ever. And he's like a loose unit for sure. Best homie. And he has like the, what is it?
Chumbawamba
song. Like, it is the funniest shit. And then it goes like into like a homie seg and sled seg. Like, all this shit, like, and that was like the sled seg was like a last minute decision that came in like within like a couple days of premiere. And I was like, what do you guys think? And I was like, dude, yeah, we should definitely be. Nobody's putting sled seg shit in, like, nobody does that. And it's not that it's like it's different. It's just like we love sledding questionably more than we love filming. Not even questionably, we do. Like, it's we love sledding. Like, it's, I can't wait for the days where we get old and we're just like absolutely just
sled necks,
just destroying. Like, it's just like the best shit. But that whole year was, we were grinding and that was a full weekend warrior. That was all filmed on Saturdays and Sundays. Everyone's working all week long.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, that's how it's always been.
Damn.
Other than trips. It's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty impressive. I could pick that movie apart if I wanted to. It's obviously filmed. It's just homies filming homies. And, like, you sacrifice the production quality, but you increase the feeling with what comes with that. And, that's what's important.
Yeah, and that's, where I've always – it's the feeling. And I couldn't tell you how it happens, but when I edit, I try to make it feel like you're there with us. And I've had – you can look at the comments on the video, all this – you can see that people say the same thing. They're like, I felt like I was there. And that's the biggest thing where you can be, we're never going to be the gnarliest dudes, but if you can have a good time and this makes you want to go skiing, that's all that matters.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. Straight up. So premiere goes off. Mm-hmm. Crazy shit goes down. I'm going to skim here because I want to get to some other shit in Subject to Change.
Yeah. But let's do it.
You guys sell out the Emerson Theater. Shit pops off. Year two, you guys get a second HVX, if I'm not correct. Yep. Step up the filming a little bit for Subject to Change. I think it's very visible, like the and filming and the editing. I love especially the first half of this movie is like really fucks with me. It slows down. It gets into some more homie shit. The second half is less rewatchable, but like on the first watch is like really sick. But the first half. I go watch that shit all the time. And what I love is the McCall segment into the Colorado segment, which ends with this fucking mind trestle gap. Made famous by Adam DeLorme and iTrip.
Absolutely. That's who it is. That's who we fucking look up to, at least for me.
Adam DeLorme.
No, it's everyone. That's
I got like two I got like two skiers that I really fuck with, and he's one of them. He's
who's the other?
Shay Flynn. Are you kidding me, dude? Shay Flynn. Sick. Let's go. Best skier of all time. I don't ski urban, and he is the GOAT.
Sick.
G-est of G's.
Word. So the big question for me is, did you guys know where this gap was? Did you go to Colorado to find it, or did you get lucky and stumble on it?
So.
And then what happened after that? But yeah, I'm curious.
Connor Overly, he grew up in Telluride.
Oh, word.
Yeah, so he has been there. So he knows that's on the backside of the resort. You can sled straight into there.
Damn.
So he knew exactly where it was. We went there first day, checked it. Snow, our conditions there, I mean, all the boys can vouch for it, was the worst fucking snow we've ever had and questionably best seg we've had. And it was so bad. We were just trying to find pockets. That town is riddled with people that hate snowmobilers, all this shit, and we are just obnoxious fuckers that just, we're just out there just trying to sled, which is dope because there's nobody out there. You're not worried about somebody taxing your landing. You're never finding another track.
Sick.
Super sick, but yeah, the trestle.
Shout out Telluride. Everybody go sled there.
Yeah, should go sled there. Straight up, I'll say it. You should go sled there because it's fucking really nice sledding, and it's big enough. Straight up, way too big. Like, there's so much terrain. But yeah, it's
so Connor takes you there.
Connor, we go there.
You're like, we're hitting the shit.
I was like, yeah, that was the main goal. We're hitting the trestle. Like, sick. That was the thing. We went the first day, dog shit snow. Like, and so I remember going through that whole, we were there for weekend to weekend. It was 9 days. That's how our trips go. So that's how the whole year of Subject to Change go was. It was a leave on a Friday or Saturday and come back on the next Sunday. Like, we go work 2 weeks. Take a week off. So finally being able to go, because we wanted to travel and do something different than, the Bozeman you know, Cook City area, like whatever. And so we went down there and it was so shitty. Like it was so shitty. I was like in a pissed mood. Hall blew. Like we had these sick trees. We were fucking just ripping apart, like not filming. We're like, oh, let's just go ride, dude. Hall fucking does a wheelie, just punches in brake casing. Like I had to put, you see in the video of me, his track on my sled.
Yeah.
Pulling him out, I questionably, that's where I did a tunnel last, I've done a bunch of tunnels, I guess, but I did that tunnel on my sled there, like starting to bend. And then like, cause I
you
had to
put the back of his sled on the top of the back of your sled to pull it out.
If the track was moving, right, if the track was moving, the brakes moving, like the brake disc is moving. So it was collapsed on the brake. So it was about to light on fire. And so we were like, end of the day, it was 6:30 and we just went through war. The beginning of that seg is the war. Yeah, nobody got a clip on this perfect jump. Perfect, like the dopest jump. Levi went like road sev like 12 times. Paul did like, he was going like trying to go cork 10, just mouse trapping, like, and he just blew his sled up before that. So he's like fucking pissed about that, which respectfully, and then just gets bodied, can't breathe. And he's just like, what the fuck is, and snow is shit. And we're just like, oh, God damn it. Like,
Nico's trying to dub 14.
Yeah. Nico goes, oh, I want to do a dub 12. And I was like, have you done one on tramp? And he's like, no. And I was like, yeah, you should probably do it. He does a 360, goes nose heavy, bodies. And he goes, I'm going to go dub 12. And I said, sure. Like, I was like, make sure you crank that second one right around as quick as you can. Like, and he was getting mad close. It was dope to see. Like, that's a pretty hefty step down to fucking learn.
Yeah.
Dub 12 on. But like, Levi was doing big ass road sev, like critical, like just the nicest. Like, I cannot believe, like, it was just snow conditions that were just like, and everyone was bodying. Like, Connor went, like, what are you doing? Switch Misty 9 or some shit. Like, literally almost hit the cat track. There's a cat track at the bottom, or like a sled track at the bottom that's hard. He was 5 feet from not jump, like to the knuckle, like sweet spot is like 50, 60 feet. And he went like 90 to like damn near the fucking sled track. And I was like, and that was first hit. And I was like, holy shit. Like, God damn it. Like, I was sitting there watching everyone get bodied and it was fucked because our crew was pretty small. So like I was sled lapping everyone while filming the bottom. Cause I had people were like swapping off on the top angle.
Yep.
We never used the top angle cause we didn't get shit, but we just wanted to see the bodies. So I was sled lapping while filming all of them. And that's like pretty standard procedure out here for some of these missions. But yeah. Like, I was watching all these guys and I was in Hall just dipped out like to the way he just needed some time by himself and just like, and just blow up your sled, like, and just destroy yourself on a jump. You're like a mental battle. Like, it's like, dude, fuck this. I am like, I just drove like 16 hours from Bozeman to get here. And I just fucking got my ass handed. But like, beside the point, like we were struggling for clips. We got like some dope shit, but they came down to that last, we built like a full jump, had a full mountain above us to fucking have speed. But there was a roller that you lost all your speed on and had the sickest hip of like all time and didn't have the speed for it. We spent a whole day just building for no speed. And I was like, God damn it, dude. And it's all sugar, like,
yeah,
Colorado style snow. And we're like,
so it all comes down to the trestle.
So we came down to our last day and we're like, and that's how it's been the whole year. That was right after we went through war on that jump. And so everyone's morale's low, all time low. We're rolling into, like, we rolled into Connor's parents' place, like 9 o'clock, like just pissed off. Connor's dad.
Shells of humans.
And Connor's dad goes, you need a margarita. I said, fuck yeah, I do. And he just poured me a stiff bastard. All got him. We're like, all right, dude, like, let's keep this up. We got this, like, and went and hit the, like, all right, let's hit the trestle. Like, let's do it. Like, fuck the conditions. Let's fucking hit this thing. And got up there, and there was, like, because you can ski off the backs. Like, a lot of people ski off the backside and go ski all those lines out the back of Telluride. So there was, like, three tracks in the, you can see in the video. Like, there's tracks, like, skied, like, S turns down the landing. And I was like, dude, I don't give a fuck anymore. Let's go.
Yeah.
And we like didn't not like no build on it. It's like that thing's set up. You just fucking go absolutely to the moon.
And so you didn't even have to like run the snow down the wood trestle itself. Like
no, it's all on there. It kicks that trestle's not lined up with the landing.
No, it's kind of a hit.
You go off right.
Yeah.
And I forget who was it that you went first? Yeah, Hall went first and just like, dude, it's a gap. It's like if you had, you know, a foot and a half a pow, you could come off short and be fine. We're sitting on 3 inches on top of shit. and I'm like, dude, fuck again. This is like, I was like the same fucking thing. It's not like a guardrail you're hitting on, you know, the road gap, but like, it's like gnarly. I was like sitting in the bottom. I was like, all right, he's got this. Like, I know I've got confidence in all the boys to perform when they need to. Like, and
Nick Hall's a fucking athlete.
He's a fucking athlete in the gym, fucking getting it in. Like he's got it. And, yeah, he hit it, laced it up, and it was like, all right, it's game on. Like, everyone knew the speed. Pretty standard procedure. Like,
did Nick straight air it first?
Straight aired it, and it was, like, so G. Like, he came up a little short, but, like, it's like, all right, like, cranked it a little bit more, and, like, it just went off. Like,
yeah.
And, like, I put in, like, everyone's, like, kind of, like, straight air. It's like, yeah, it's the same fucking thing, but, dude, like, this is, like, a big fucker. Like, this is not our, like, if you go fucking left, you're getting tetanus. As long as you're dying with tetanus, it's a fucking mine shaft to the left. Like, it's not a joke. Like, it's not. I remember getting into the session, Hall, like, he's always been like this. Like, well, he gets to this, he's like, I'm gonna like go ape shit, like, and just cranks that backflip. And I remember I was sitting on the top angle, and I was like, I had Connor on the bottom, just like, I had the tripod locked out. Just film it. And like, he went off and I didn't know he was doing a backflip. And I like shot it from the side and I watched him flip. And I was like, oh shit. I need to be at the bottom. Like I need to pan for this. And like Connor like broke through the fucking stiff tripod and like panned out. And like, it's a little choppy, but like, I was like, damn. All right. Thank God you did that. Like, and then it was like, and then like Nico came in like fucking Mach 10 and just went to the moon. That top angle, he's sitting in the air for like 3-4 seconds.
Yeah,
like it is insane. It is a straighter, and he's just like just so like nonchalant in the air, and you're like, what the I mean, for us, I think it's like mind-blowing, and I hope it shows to the viewer, but like it was fucked. And then Levi came in and he's like, all right, I'm going in, like, and he goes left three might be an easy trick on a lot of shit. That thing, you crank right, you go off straight, and then you take the hardest carve right off the end.
Right.
So we went like op carve right or left three off of it, which it shows because I got up on fish on the trestle. I was like, dude, dangling off of the trestle,
fish
filming fish on that. And because that wasn't the one he made it, but we just shot three angles total of that.
That's
and,
film magic, baby.
You know, that's how you gotta be.
Yep.
And he bodied hard. And if you look in the clip that he landed, he goes left three, lands, and like just impact wise like hit and like came down, and his pole like hit the ground, and he doesn't have straps, so it swapped his hand, so he's hanging onto his pole upside down at the end. And like I didn't see it till we like looked at it afterwards. I was like, what the fuck? And we got like done with that, and like, and at that point, I never hit it. Like, I definitely probably should have, but I was just at that point, I was like so happy for everyone else that I was just like, dude, you guys killed it. And we just made this, because that was the whole point of Subject to Change, was to be location based. So when we have 7 to 9 days to film a seg, and that's it, there's no questions asked. That's what everyone put down. That's the same thing that happened with Revy.
Yeah.
Was like, we battled.
Yep.
Revy was what's up.
Sick.
That was some of the best shit I've ever skied.
Dude, those life conditions you guys had in Revy are sick. But yeah, that mine trestle, whoo, that's like the standout shit from the movie right there.
Yeah, and that's like, that's the same thing with like the, you know, the road gap in Relax. Like it was like, we're trying to like have like that one feature that's like, fuck man. Like,
it's memorable, or that
like,
dude,
one clip, dude, like you talk all fucking day about Nash's Corksev
Kirksev, Japan, and McCall.
The most, like, not traditional Japan, wrapped around, like, arched back. Don't even get me start. Like, we were battling all day. Everyone battled. Nash goes, I'm going to step this fucker out. And we're like, I was like, all right. I came over, filmed it. He went Kirksev, like, butt checked a little bit on the first one. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And I doubled him back up to the top. I was like, you got that shit. Like, that's all day.
Yeah.
Does it, lands, stomp. Like, dude.
It's a stomp.
He's got a clip this year that's. It's there with that clip, you know, we'll see here soon, but dude, it's like those moments where you're like, that day is unbelievable, you know?
Yeah. That's the shit you're going to tell your kids about. Like you said earlier, like,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I could go like pick out little bits and stories and shit from the other movies all day long, but I am limited by my bladder. The attention span of our listeners.
Oh, they'll listen. I know they will.
This is captivating.
Yeah, this is captivating. This is great shit.
Yeah. No, it is. I don't disagree there. I'm curious to talk about like this year, this past year, 2020, 2021. I remember talking to Levi Asher. He's in the room here. We got a little peanut gallery. Nick Hall, Levi Asher.
We got the boys in the studio here.
Boys in the studio. Levi was like, yo, this year's going to pop off. Jonah's been talking to this filmer. We're going to have like an actual filmer so we don't have to pass the camera around all over the place. And it sounds like this year was still really sick, but maybe that part of it wasn't.
Yeah.
What went down?
I'm not naming names here. I mean, if you know, you know. I'm going to start out with this is what I thought was, you know, a good homie of mine that we like met in the Beartooths and with Blake Wilson last year. He was a good homie, like what we thought. And like he wanted to move up to Bozeman, always wanted to. He came up. All this and he was like saying he did all this film work and all of this shit and did some, you know, crazy skate videos, you know, when he was down in California and all this, like, and traveled the world doing like
he talked his shit up.
Talked his shit up and he was like, because he was running an HFX 200, same as me. I was like, dude, it's hard to see. Like, you know, like you don't see people rolling with this cam out here. I've been the only person I've met. That's
in the backcountry for sure. There's a lot of people shooting street with,
but like you bring that shit in the backcountry, like that's honestly, I'm fucking dumb as shit for doing it. But it looks dope, and that's why I do it. But like it is a unit to bring out. And long story short, he moves up, and we got this business idea. And at the time, I was kind of ready for a change in what I was doing for work, and I was working, you know, a bunch of construction, and that's like kind of what I've always done, as well as like all the boys. Like,
yeah,
I was like, dude, and he brought this idea of making sled decks and starting this company and all this shit, and he was a welder, like that is a true thing about him. He's a welder and he's good at what he does. I will say that. And so we went down to California, got all his tools, all his welders, all this shit, drove down there, got up there, started this shop.
Hoon Doctor
Sled Decks. That's what I, you know, that's what I made. We made a good amount, like probably like 10 to 15 decks, like out. Sick. And before shit, you know, hit the fan. And it's like, it's definitely a tough thing. And like, obviously I'm not naming names here. Like if you know, you know, but, he told me he was like the filmer and we spent a lot of time together, and it was really crazy. Like it was like it was good shit, and like I never really saw anything. We went to McCall basically is when this all went down, and I'm with my brother Jared Elston,
big air Jer,
pro
He's
snowboarder.
An all right snowboard.
He does all right on the fucking board. yeah, he's a fucking psycho, and it showed. Yep. I haven't ridden with him because. I've moved away and yep. I haven't been able to, I'll go like sledding with him, you know, like over Christmas or something like that. But like, haven't gone on a trip with him and I was stoked because he came out with us. It was him and it was like eight of us skiers and he was like down. He's down. He told us, he's like, you're the only skier crew that I fuck with. It's just dope. I mean, I'm his brother, so I would hope so. But yeah. he always comes out here like every summer and hangs out with us. But yeah, he came out and we were filming because our idea was this year we were going to, or I still have it, but a snowboard project with the ski project. We were going to do like a 20-minute snowboard film. With
what, like all you dudes snowboarding?
Or? No, it was like Seth Harding,
right?
That okay. was in Relax,
yep,
and a little bit in Subject to Change, and my brother mostly, and then we'd bring in like Gabe Ferguson and a couple other guys that we like were good friends with, and
yep,
went and filmed with early in the season and everything, and it was, our idea Sick. Was to do a snowboard and a ski project because we thought that was like kind of a cool idea to like integrate both and not because. Seth wasn't getting the recognition that he deserved for his boarding abilities being only viewed by skiers. And
sure.
my idea was like, I love watching snowboard videos and I want to be a part of that culture and do that. And my brother's heavily a part of it. So I was like, I would love to be a part.
Anyways, so you go to McCall to keep filming for these two yep. separate things in theory.
Yep. So we've been filming all like early season in Cook, like a shit ton, nothing, you know, too weird. And our other filmer kind of started botching clips left and right and was saying he was dropping cards in the snow and all the clips were wiped, but it was just like he didn't shoot them or op recorded and like missing a lot of shit. And when, you know, sure, like that shit happens. I get it. But like when it's a lot of clips where it's like we spend a lot of money, like we don't make money. That's like, that's what it is. None of us make any money. So when we work, you know, 40 hours a week, plus busting our ass so that we can go and have these film trips and do this and to show people
and go hard for it
and go hard for it. Like it sucks when somebody's botching it. Like I get it. But when you tell me that you're a fucking hard ass filmer and you can do your shit and you're fucking shit up left and right. And then when you fuck with my brother's shit, cause this is shit that could potentially be sent out to like Nitro and like Adidas and all this shit. When you're fucking with my brother's like literally he does make a living snowboarding. And when that it's like, it'd be like you fucking with me in a construction standpoint where I can't work or I don't make money because of you.
Really. So he was just like fucking up a whole day worth of shit.
Just like clips where it's like, you need to be on right now. And when it's like, I get it. If you don't know what you're doing, tell me that you don't know what you're doing and I can set you up on something. But when I put you in charge of what needs to go down and I have to have full trust in you, because when I commit to something, I want to be able to go through with it.
Yeah.
And when you fuck it up and it fucks me over and it fucks my name up and you tell me it's a long story, but it's just like pathological liar shit where he told us he's got us a Kodak. We were told that he told us we had a Kodak film deal that we were going to be shooting 16 and 8 free of charge, all of this shit. And like, it was just a pathological liar. And it was, you know, I don't know what the whole deal is with it, but like, I got to explain like what has gone down, because I've told a lot of people what is going down and it's not putting out, which makes me look like a liar. So like, I got to like expose that in that sense. And like, it's just bullshit to put me in that standpoint. Cause it's like, yeah, I want you to come help. I need some help. I would like some help. I don't need help. Like I would rather not have any shots in the entire movie and put these guys on than like having a seg and risking having filmers like fuck up my shit. Like, whew, like it's just super gnarly to like have clips lost. And right now he has a shit ton of my clips. Not my like I could give a shit. Don't send me mine. Do this for the fucking boys that like gave you the time of day and wanted to like show you like love and like you were one of us. This shit's not like it's like Wait, we
he
said
has
earlier.
Footy that you still don't have yet.
I have, yeah, and I've got hammers
this
that
is
are
as of fucking July 24th.
And you tell me that it's stressful. You're telling me it's fucking stressful because there's segments that are like right there. Like I have clips that just could get swapped out. I've got shit that's like edited, but like I need those when you fucking put it on. When you put it on for like, honestly, nobody, you put your fucking body on the line for nobody. And then the person that you put in charge of it, the fucked up thing is like, I edited it or I imported everything before I left. And for some reason, my computer was wiped. Cause when you import it on HVX, most people import into Final Cut. And once it's in Final Cut, it shouldn't leave. There's no way it should be deleted. By the time the last night we were there, we went out to dinner and my clips are not on my computer. I'm not saying that anything has if he got onto my computer and fucking wiped my
shit. Well, you're implying it at this point. So
I'm implying it, but like, damn, like I've never in my life in the fucking like 3-4 years, I've had this camera for like 6 years. I've never had, once it's imported in and it's full import, has it gone to waste? Like there's nothing there. No startup disk being full, nothing. Like all, like I've got memory. Like, dude, it's just weird to me. And then, cause he could sense that it was weird. And
the vibes were not dialed.
Well, when it's like when you're fucking shit up and my brother comes to me and being like, dude, what's up with this?
Yeah.
Not like he's like being a hard ass. He's just like, what's up with this? Like, God.
Yeah, no, you want to fucking know. What's
it's like, up. Dude,
especially if you're getting like, it sounds like the dude was not, if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, not being straight up with why shit was not dialed.
Yeah.
And it's one thing, every, like you said, everybody makes mistakes. You film a lot of shit, you're gonna miss one or two things. It's inevitable.
No, that's fine. But that's like, fine. But when it's like you fucked up a card.
Right.
Because you said it dropped in the snow. I was like, if it's reading, it's still there. You just deleted everything because you fucked it up.
So like the vibes are just weird in a way that's not like, oh, the dude's
and
fucking
it,
up.
It came down to a pathological liar thing. And we like, me and Seth, we were riding the truck together when we went down there. And we like kind of got to the bottom of this and we like figured out. And this filmer was mine and Seth's business partner.
With Hoon Dr. Dex.
So whether it be like, oh, he's lying or whatever, you can fucking cancel that shit. But when you have a business and you're fucking deep and you're not like, you know, you start a business, you're not making much money. Fucking struggling. I had a fucking public fucking freak out in McCall because no, like we got fucking skunked for like 5 days. Not a single person got clips where you're like, I'm spending so much money to be there and I'm don't have the money. Like I'm like literally cannot make my sled payment while I'm there. Like when you're struggling that hard and somebody fucks you and then you figure out like what has happened to you. Like when you figure out that he is lying about every, he hasn't filmed. He filmed, he said he filmed for Supreme and all this shit. Did all this like crazy skate shit where you're not, you shouldn't be fucking up when you're fucking filming that hard.
Yeah.
And you're, and then you lie to me about it. And I figured out that you lied about it and lied about everything you've done. Dude, come to me, even if you have said it, and just tell me, dude, I'm so sorry about like telling you this. I got to be honest with you what I've done and I haven't done this. And I would be so much, he'd probably be here today if he came straight with me. But when I confront him and he still keeps lying and lying and lying and lying and all this shit, this is what tears people apart. This makes me not want to do anything. Like this makes me want to like not go sledding. My favorite thing in the entire world. I didn't go sledding for like a month because I had to deal with closing a business, closing a shop. I had it all under my name, all this shit. I spent a fuck ton of money doing all this shit. And then you fuck me and like, and I have to fucking cancel your ass because you won't, come clean. Just come clean to me. Like when I ask you straight up and you won't come clean, like, dude, it ruined a lot of things. It was me and Seth. Me and Seth are like best friends as long as like, as well as all of us, like, and me and him were in together and we never had any battle. But like, once that came down, like it was, Seth didn't ride for like the rest of the season. It's fucking breaks my heart to see somebody that loves something so much, but you get torn apart so hard on something in your life that like, fuck this. I don't want to do this because like, you've given me such bad feelings about it. And it's like, I don't feel bad about like even saying any of this because it's like, you put us through a lot and you still, when I hit you up once a week and since fucking May to get the shit, I don't give a fuck. Do not give me my shit. I could give a fuck. My shit's done. I've got my part edited. I like it, everything. But when you fuck over all of my homies that have worked so hard and work their asses off fucking all the time to get this shit done, and you don't give me like what we, like we brought you in as family and like, that's how it is. We talked about it early, brought you in and then you just go and fuck us when we spent so much time and energy and money on doing this where you just fuck us. Like that's not cool. And I don't know. I'm still to this day trying to get the clips. And if we don't get them, we don't get them and we'll make it happen. But that's the last time I'm like trusting somebody with what we do.
1300 hours.
It's brutal, dude, because, I think the world needs more Jonah Elson skiing, but it needs more carnage more than it maybe needs your individual skiing, which is certainly how you feel about it, as you said. So like, it's I got so stoked when Levi was like, oh yeah, we're gonna have a filmer this year. And I was like, damn, dude, that's sick.
Dude, you're telling me it was like, it was like, it was gonna be a weight off my shoulders, like where I could like go and ski, like in like,
yes,
it comes down to me. Like, I'm not like, they're not the ones telling me like, oh, I'm gonna go do this. Like, fuck you, you're gonna film me. It's that like,
you're like, I want to film this.
I
want
to film this because I want you guys to get sick shit. Like, yes, it's so dope to.
Yes.
I questionably love filming way more than I love skiing, and like,
yeah,
it's just sick to see the reactions on my best friend's face to be like, oh, dude, that was insane. Or like, you can like get to the end of the day and be like, that was like the best day. Yeah.
It's the same high if you're in front of the camera, you're behind
exactly
the camera.
Exactly. And that's how a lot of boys have been getting behind the camera too, and they feel the same way. It's the sickest thing when you like, you get down, they get down and you're like clicking skis off and you just sit there and you like exhale and you're like, oh, I just laced you up. You're going to be pumped. Like,
yep.
And that's dope. When that's come in the past couple of years of all the boys have gotten, I've like throw the camera around, you know, like, because everyone wants to, like, it's fun filming. Everyone, like, it's so fun to film, especially in those cameras with the paddle. Like, it is insanely fun to film. And when you get
just
your
the way it zooms, you're saying?
Yeah. Like, when you get,
that
when you
pressure
get
pressure sensitive zoom,
exactly,
maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you get, like, the boys are, like, hyped on your shit as well as you're hyped on their shit, like, it's just, like, a nonstop, like, just kind of motivation to keep going, you know?
Yeah. Well, fuck, dude. We're still getting a Carnage movie, it sounds like.
Oh,
this
yeah.
will be the third Carnage.
This will be like the full, yeah,
shit.
The full, yeah, this will be a third one. Still trying to have that like fuck you attitude. it's got a lot of, you know, punk music in it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And yeah, just trying to, yeah, I'm stoked. We definitely had a tough year and didn't get to travel as much as we wanted to and all of that, but
yep.
We definitely have like, surprisingly a lot better stuff than I originally anticipated after. Sick. Once I started editing it's looking really good.
Any surprise cameos that you feel comfortable sharing?
No, it's pretty standard out here. It's
true.
It's
how many clips does Connor have? That's my big question. Connor got some heat.
Connor's got heat. He doesn't have like a shitload, but all of them are he went hard. He is, when we get out there, he put it on the line. Like that's the sick thing I love to see when like any of the boys put on where they're like, I'm going to like, I could body right now. You get done with a day of bodying. It's not like I'm like, fuck that. Like, why didn't you land it? It's like, damn, fucking yeah. Like, you put it on the line. Let's go. Like, that's dope. Like, we got sick fucking like crash clips, but like he like, dude, he'll go like, yo, I'm just going to go off this thing and go like 40 feet bigger than I thought. Like, it's so ridiculous.
And I'm
going to
keep my arms tight the whole time.
Dude, like, yeah, he's just like,
Connor's
he just,
style is like, I remember being blown away with his part
and
relax.
And like, dude, and that's like, and that's what's so like cool about like, I guess our crew is it's pretty underground of like, you're like, damn, like I didn't know these.
Oh my God.
Fucking, yeah, they got it. Like, and like Connor's part in relax was like, when I edited it, I was like, damn, this is pretty fucked. Like, this is gnarly. Like, I like it, but he's like, this year's, he put it on a lot of boys. Fritz Arnold, shout out,
sick.
Put on the Big Mountain Kid, like growing up. He's he's a Bozeman local from the get-go. And he put on, he was on every fucking trip. He was like always, you know, might not have the biggest trick selection, but that kid'll fucking ride. Like you put in a line ahead of him, like be like, ride some spine line to a drop. Like, yeah, he has a like, he has a fucked up clip where he hit this jump of McCall and went dub back like to the moon, like a, like in like 900 feet, like enormous, just to full double eject body, like insane. Lost his hat and goggles in the landing and said fuck it and hiked back up to the top and put his full face on with a new set of goggles and went dub back and landed it. Like, the kid puts on. Like, he is, like, no joke. Like, everyone puts on, and it's, like, so fun to see, the, like, that there's no motivation other than you want it. There's no money backing what you need to be doing. Like, I need to get this segment done. This needs to be insane because my sponsors are looking towards it. It's about, like, I want to put on and be proud of myself. Like, and truly everyone's proud of everyone's part. Like, it's insane being at the premieres watching. Everyone sings each other's songs. Like, it is Dude, we'll sit here. We come home from getting wasted at the bar and just watch our, like, our movie that we haven't released yet. And we're like, dude, this is so sick. Like, we love it because we love our, like, our friends. That's it. Like, I don't give a fuck, like, who, what everyone else thinks.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because we love it. Like, it's sick to see that you put in the effort and it shows.
Who's the better sledder, you or your brother, Big Air Jared Elson? Who's the better sledder?
I mean, he'll make it up what's ever behind me. yeah, no, he's a fucking good ass sledder. He's up there. He loves that shit, but I definitely love that shit more than he does. So
you ain't in the streets like he does, yeah, either. Yeah. He'll still be dabbling with some rails, maybe.
He's still in the streets a little bit, I think. I don't really know. Maybe that was
2 years ago. I don't know. Last year,
he was definitely more in the street. I don't know if he went. He might have went on a street trip. I don't know. He's always like, he was in McCall like for like 3 months this year. He was
sick
in it. Like, but no, Jared is a fucking good. It's sick having your brother be like real dope. It's like, it's not like, oh, like a lot of people, I think like their siblings could be a lot different than each other, but me and him are very, very similar. And like, I think like he is a dope. When I got my turbo, I was in Oregon and, he's like, because I was kind of tight on money. It's like, I don't know if you'll be able to make, like, I was like, I don't know if we'll make these payments. It's pretty expensive. Like, it's fucking really expensive. One of those sleds. And it was the only option I had. But
yep.
I got on the first day and I was like, let me ride it one day, see what I think, see if, like, you know, did one pull 12 o'clock the entire way up this fucking face. And I was like, there's no way in fuck you're taking this thing from me. I was like, I will work my ass off, work 6 days, 7 days a week to have this fucking sled. Like, I do not give a shit. Like, but he's getting on a turbo next year for sure. He rode Ross Robinson's Lynx this year in McCall. He was like down with the Lynx, but he's like, I want a turbo. Like, he's like, he's getting on a turbo. So he puts in his work. He's fucking good at what he does. Like, there's never been an issue of getting to where you need to go with him, but definitely he'll be behind my ass.
I got one more question before I throw the last one at you. Relax had some street shit in it. We had that, the Bridger Bowl catwalk, you know, and then Connor holding it down with like a few real street clips.
Yeah.
Are we ever going to get that back? Are you guys full pow?
Nope.
Damn, dude. Nash is over there just fucking shaking his head.
I'll kind of explain that. Yeah. The Bridger, that for some reason was extremely questionable to a lot of people that we did the Bridger Bowl fucking, this is a fucking feature. God damn. Like, let us be. Like, I was like, dude, it was just sick to like jib. Like, me and Nash went and did a snowboard race up at Bridge, like an underground snowboard slalom race that morning. I toured up in my ski boots, trekkers, fucking with a snowboard and boots on my back. Jesus. With my camera bag. I was like loaded down like fucking 100 pounds. And then I dumped my ski shit at the bottom of the race, put my snowboard boots on, raced that day. And then we jetted over and the boys were building the bubble gap. And
me and Connor,
yeah, Hall and Connor went in on building this gap, which was dope because didn't have to build it.
God, no offense, but it was dope building this feature.
It was dope. It's nice. It's nice and rolling up to a feature already built. But yeah, they put in the work, and then everyone just kind of went off. Like, I mean, yeah, it's not that crazy of a feature, but it's like, it's fun to hit. It was Bridger Bowl is not happy, I'll say that, but shout out Dumont and Tom Wallace. That's where all that came from, you know, respect. But yeah, we just like,
you talking to Joss at it? Yeah, with that? Yeah. Yep.
Same shit. Like,
yep.
We just kind of went off on that and it was just like, nice. Like, dude, it's like kind of changed it up at the end of the year. Like, we've been riding POW and fucking.
No, I just wanted to see more. I'm not a hater on that particularly. So why aren't we getting
more? I would love to see more too, but fuck, we don't get any money. So it's like, I'm going to go do what I love, which is sledding. And then I get to do a little bit of skiing. But
fair.
Connor's,
very fair.
Connor's street shit is.
That hit.
Filmed. What's Rick's last name?
His finger.
Yeah. Rick Hispinger? Hispinger?
Homie
Good
Rick.
Homie Rick. Rick.
It is Rich Homie Rick.
Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan. Our boy, he's doing bigger and better things with the film world now. But yeah, he filmed all of that shit. Connor went out with like all like the old cave people and they used, that was a crew of boys out here that used to live here. Shout out Cave People. True. They fucking snowboard crew. Connor was good homies with them. Went out to Butte and filmed some shit. And Rick just gave me the clips and
sick.
Just kind of was a nice little change in pace.
No, it spiced it up.
But I can tell you, I don't see us being in the streets unless I'm filming some boarders doing some shit. But that's, yeah, it's
the street, a whole other ball game.
It's a whole other ball game, and I spend too much money on a sled payment every year every month to hit the streets.
Yep. All right. We're going to hit this. And anything particularly on your mind that we haven't covered before I hit this wrap-up question?
I mean, we could talk about the Strictly shit.
I feel like we covered that pretty well when I talked with Gavin and Andrew.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good with it. Not that's chill.
I feel like it leaves it a little bit, your side a little bit up.
It leaves it a little more of a mystery. I think that's a bit better.
I thought about that for sure, but I was like, I like that. Yeah, it's not explained as much because you're going to keep doing shit like that. So,
well,
if I have anything, as I've learned last weekend, but yeah.
If I got anything to say is those Strictly dudes are some whack nerds.
Yeah, straight up.
But we are mad cute.
The Cars dudes are jacked and mad cute.
That's straight up. Weck said it best.
Jacked. Word. All right. Donut. Favorite ski movie ever? Gut call. What is it?
I'm going to go with two. It doesn't make sense, but I'm going to say Mutiny by a Step.
Sick.
I'm not a street guy, but damn, are those like those movies got some like feel for them. And that's kind of where I've always done that. That and I guess Weight would be another one. But for a poor boy's standpoint, every day is a Saturday. Mm. You know that shit's hammer and all that.
Love me some dubstep. Nothing.
Hey, those are the days. Those were the days.
The Dead Mile 5.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite skier to watch right now?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, right now.
Who are you pulling up on the gram? You got to show one person what's dopest in skiing right
dude,
now.
Dude, I don't know what his name would... I don't know his actual name.
What's his handle?
V. Morrell.
Oh, yeah.
V. Morrell, whatever, like, he's on...
He's the Harlow group. Apparel, yeah, dude. Yeah.
He's hammered. He's OG as fuck. Sick. But if I'm going to say favorite skier of all time, hands down, Shay Flynn.
Where?
Yeah. Hands down, best. Best dude.
All right. Thank you, Peanut Gallery, sticking around with us.
Hey, let's get the boys saying what up.
Yeah, all right. Nick Hall, Levi Asher, Nash Lysak in the house, so dude. Sick. My bladder's getting good.
Keep my face forgettable.
Good. Nash Lysak
in the house. Take over this podcast real quick.
Jonah Elston, thank you for chatting, brother. Hey,
thank you. Appreciate you coming out to Bozeman. Yeah, we'll see everybody in the fall.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully everyone is down with what we've done and keep supporting. Yeah, it's been all time and love to see everyone liking what we're doing. So we're very grateful. Means a lot.
Fuck yeah. Thanks for the time, dude.